Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
All right, listen up.
I am ready to be back on the air.
Welcome to the show. Happy Tuesday, everybody.
Everybody, go back to work.
It's Tuesday.
Beautiful. Now, can we all please get back to work?
Hey, let's talk. More work.
Bernstein Bears.
Bernstein?
No.
Bernstein.
Bernstein Bears.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
No, why is that weird? Because that's what it's always been.
Because when I was a kid, it was Berenstein.
No. Oh, when I was a kid, it was Bernstein Bears.
It's always been Bernstein.
I know you're the oldest one.
Yeah!
When I was a kid. Seriously.
God, you sound ridiculous.
B E R. Bernstein Bears. He just said Einstein Bears.
Would you like some more coffee?
I don't want to cause a stampede
or a revolt, but we don't have any coffee.
Why do people listen to our show?
I don't know.
I don't know. This is the beginning of the show. It's the fun time. We're ready to go.
They just want a good show. That's all they want.
Showtime.
Good morning.
I don't want to.
Yeah.
Back.
Yeah, buddy.
Back from the dead.
I don't know if that's true.
Long weekend. A lot of you out there feeling it. Yeah. Messes up our routines.
Yeah.
Feel a little out of place this morning. Is it Monday? Is it Tuesday? What day is it?
Wednesday.
It's a Wednesday?
Do you guys know it's Wednesday?
October.
It's December 24th. Christmas
so
is tomorrow.
So excited about Christmas!
Just kidding, guys. We're live on this New Music Tuesday on July 5th. 6:04.
I'm sure there's a high today.
Yeah, we got to know what
Don't
it is.
Make me. It's a lot. It's 96.
I'm ready for it. What?
96 degrees.
I'll take it.
I don't want it.
At least it's not over 100.
Yeah, that's true. But it's climbing, so.
Any rain in the forecast? Because we've been getting a lot of showers.
Just a yellow dot, which I think is the sun, buddy.
Okay. Oh, the sun.
It's going to be pretty clear throughout the entire week.
Did you guys get any rain over on the west side yesterday?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we did.
Little sprinkles, some thunder.
Some sprinkies.
Welcome to the program. Our live line is open. Steve-O, what is that live line number?
That's fine.
Steve-O's tired.
Oh, man, he's out. He's just out.
He fell asleep.
585-LIFE. 585-54-83.
Needs you to wake up, man. Come on.
I can't do it, man. Apparently, the first founders of our nation live on the west side. Because they partied like it was the greatest 4th of July in the history of our nation.
Well, the west side is the best side.
Oh, my gosh, dude.
Yeah, all night long, huh?
All night long. All night. Thank you.
All right, guys. That's great.
It was ridiculous. We had the kiddos in bed like 9 o'clock, and we were going, all right, any minute now, this party's going to wrap up because it's... Oh, there's another one. Yep. That one almost hit our window.
Beautiful.
Okay. Well, maybe the next one. Dude, it was like a rave was happening on our block.
Well, you live in the war zone on the west side.
Mortars just, yeah.
It's not a war
zone. Every 8 seconds or so, yep, there's another one. And then Rocket would go, bark, 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 bark.
Oh,
and I'd be like, it's okay, buddy. It's okay. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. It's okay. You're calm.
Yeah.
Yeah. 10 o'clock, still going on, and then my wife says, you know, after 10, we could call for, like, noise ordinances and stuff. About 10:45-ish, I started hearing other noises. Those were sirens, because the police started coming over trying to stop people.
Yeah, I was reading, just on Sunday alone, they had over 500 phone calls.
No way.
Reports of illegal fireworks.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was yesterday on the 4th. I'm sure it was crazy.
By midnight, I finally just gave up and was like, just try and sleep. Yeah. Midnight. They were still firing them off.
You know what you need to do? You need to put a fan in your room and turn it on. You know how the like, ambiance, white noise? We do that, and it just drowns everything out.
I need to do that. It was awful.
Yeah.
I'm so tired,
dude. Or earplugs.
Earplugs. Yeah. Earplugs, that's a good idea.
Except then you might not hear your alarm.
I can sleep through.
I can sleep through anything.
Really?
Which is exactly what happened this morning. I woke up to a text from my dear friend Dale.
Mm. Hey, I'm outside.
I'm in your bed.
Hey.
I'm watching you through the window. Yeah, we had to break into my bedroom this weekend.
What?
Oh, no.
What, did Vader get in there and lock the door?
Yeah, I don't know who did. Jaden thought it was a ghost. She thought Satan had broken into our room.
Really?
Yeah, it's her fault, too.
Good.
So, Leslie...
Satan broke in!
Jaden and Landon, they're leaving for Nevada today. Leslie's going to go and drop off Jaden so she can spend the rest of the summer up there.
Rest of the summer?
Yeah.
What?
I know, right? And I'm staying behind. Caleb and I are staying behind. But they were getting packed.
Wait, Lando's leaving us?
Yeah, Lando's
Lando!
Leaving.
Lando!
He's not staying for the rest of the summer, though. Yeah, so Jaden was there, you know, trying to pack, and apparently she locked the door and then shut it. And so I grabbed my key, and I'm like, oh, I got this. Put the key in. Didn't work. I YouTubed that bad boy trying to unlock my bedroom door. I could not get it unlocked. WD-40. Nothing.
Yep. Insanity.
Tried cat burglar in it with little pens and needles. I got this. Nope, nothing. So then Caleb goes, hey, Dad, why don't I check the window outside? Yeah, I thought I was going to do that next. Yeah,
I was just waiting to see if somebody else.
Yeah, uh-huh.
You know.
So you tested your children, and they passed.
Yeah, good job, Caleb. Good job.
Way to go, buddy.
Well, son. You did well. Yeah, so goes out
Caleb's
there.
Smart.
Sure enough. We don't lock our window in our bedroom, so he just slid open and just crawled right in.
Just tell that to everybody.
I'm like, don't ever lock this again.
Don't tell my friend that ghost with the red eyes. That ghost will, she will fly in there and just hover over your bed.
Don't tell Jaden that. Yeah.
So scary!
Then we watched the fireworks last night in my neighborhood. They were pretty good. A lot of illegal activity going on everywhere. A
lot of illegal activity.
I got to tell you guys listening out there that this is the craziest morning for firework fails.
Mm. Yeah.
I've been in radio quite a few years, and I've never seen it like this.
73 years.
I've never seen it this bad.
They said there were at least over 100 fireworks last night.
People all over the country blew off limbs.
We warned them not to.
We said don't do it.
Guys, it's insane. We got your firework fail roundup coming up this morning.
That's not all. We got an Olympic update.
I checked. There's no...
Are you sure? Because it's front page CNN.
I checked that this morning.
So we heard the other day about the super bacteria close to the volleyball court or whatever.
Yeah.
Now... Okay, it's everywhere.
It's all over
the place.
It's
the super bacteria. A group of Brazilian scientists have detected a drug-resistant bacteria growing off the shores of some of Rio de Janeiro's most stunning beaches. 1 month before they're due to host the 2016 Olympic Games. According to the lead researcher, Renata Picao, the superbacteria entered the city's waterways when sewage coming from local hospitals got channeled into the bay. Wow. So now it's close to, like, the sailing events.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
It
should be a very interesting Olympics. I'm looking forward to it. A few weeks away, guys.
It's not happening.
I like this quote. It's a nice sailing area, but every time you get some water in your face, it feels like there's some alien enemy entering your face.
Oh.
He says, I keep my nose and my lips closed. How do you keep your nose closed? That's some muscle control right there. yeah, that's German Paralympic sailor Heiko Kroger.
Man.
I can't wait till the Olympics when we have to try and pronounce all these athletes' names.
That'll be good.
It's going to be so good, guys.
That'll be good.
It's not going to be good because it's going to be like 15 more Olympians were diagnosed with life debilitating.
That's actually quite okay.
I really hope not. Oh, and a big shout out to all of you that came out for a freedom celebration.
Dude.
It was insane.
I knew it was going to be good, but I assumed it was 4th of July weekend. People, you know, camping, vacation, you know, it'll be half full. It'll be, I don't know.
Yeah, he'll be lucky.
I mean, it's going to be good. We're going to have fun no matter what, but I mean, come on.
It was cramming sold
that
out.
Stage.
It was
like
sold
within,
out.
Within minutes. Like, doors open, and then moments later, it was like, I don't know if we should keep announcing people to come down here. Yeah. There are 27 million people in the stadium.
Mm-hmm. The place was just jam-packed, and...
It was packed, John.
Dude, when we went outside to pack up the van post altar call from Pastor Skip, there was still a line, like a mile down the road, hoping somebody would leave so that then they can... Because it was at capacity.
Mm-hmm. Not going to happen.
It was crazy. But you know what? I thought it was really fresh that Nate and everybody were like, hey, we're going to throw a giant screen out front. We're going to have speakers out front. We're like, no. Yeah. Nobody's going to be there. There's hundreds of people watching out front.
That's right.
There are hundreds of people watching out front who couldn't get in. Solid forethought
one. Shout out to everybody involved in putting Freedom Celebration together because
it was incredible.
It was an amazing job. Good job. Calvary.
One of my favorite events, man.
Good job.
Man, you just wait. I bet next year is going to be.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Man. So.
You know, Isotopes Park was like, oh, I see you. Yeah. Oh, I see you, Calvary.
Yeah. Seen this many folks in the seats. Yeah. I ain't never know.
Guys, you know what today is? It's Tuesday.
It's New Music Tuesday.
I totally forgot.
So much.
No, I scrolled down and saw this that I posted and was like, oh, yeah. I just posted that.
Let's jump into this. Let's do this.
Okay, yeah. So it is New Music Tuesday. It's not Monday. This first song is Magnify by We Are Messengers. He was out here for Winter Jam last fall. Check it out. Tell us what you think about it.
It's New Music Tuesday. The live line is open. Feel free to tell us what you think about it. Text us at 585-LIVE or go to Star88FM on Facebook. We are messengers. Magnify.
We really are.
New Music Tuesday on Star 88. What do you think, Starmy? Let us know. 585 Live, you can text us or go to Star 88FM on Facebook.
Do people have to go back to work today?
No response. I was going to say,
does anybody have to go back to work today?
Just nothing.
Is it just us?
Anybody?
Hello?
There? Anybody else? Hello?
Are you guys here?
Hey.
Hello?
I'm here, guys. Somebody Colorado said, morning, guys. It's so hot there. I'm up in the mountains of Colorado. I'm wearing a jacket because it's cold.
Cool, man.
Right on. Well.
Morning.
What did you guys think of that track?
Sure.
Thought it was all right.
It was good.
Okay.
I didn't know you were going to ask me. I didn't listen.
Okay. I didn't either.
I'm just kidding.
I'll have to listen later in the show.
I thought we'd have a response.
That's all right. We got more new music for you all morning long. We're going to wake you guys up.
We are.
Man, it's a huge show today. You don't want to miss it.
Don't miss it.
We got a firework fail roundup coming up for you this morning. Just insane. Absolutely insane this year. Kevin Durant news. He made a big decision on where he's going. Yeah. Will it be the Knicks or the Warriors? Most of you know, but we'll wait and tell you.
Why not the Thunder?
Hey, man. Things just
that
didn't work
where
out.
It was?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know what? They did pretty well.
I thought they were like a contender or something.
Looks like he wants the... You know what? I'm going to save it.
There's already a casualty of war as well.
What does that mean?
That means that Tim Duncan is like, it's been a good career.
Oh, man.
Looks like Tim Duncan's calling it a day,
it's
retiring.
About time, Tim.
But I mean, honestly, you look at it and it's like, well... The West is won already, so I guess I'm just going to go ahead
and
retire.
He started playing when I graduated high school.
Man, 47 years ago.
That's insane.
47.
And that's what's up.
That's a long,
isn't that weird?
Long career.
Because I remember when he was like the rookie and David Robinson was the admiral, and he was like, yeah, he's retiring.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of like the longest standing NBA players.
Coming up, Joey Chestnut. Breaks the world record. I love talking about the hot dog eating contest.
Oh, that's right. Nathan's.
Love
Nathan's.
It. It's one of my favorite things. And you know what? I never tune in and watch it when it happens, but I just love it. When I see that YouTube video, I'm, yeah, Nathan's, yes, let's do this.
You watch the replay on ESPN people, 147.
People go nuts over the Nathan's hot dog eating competition.
Yeah.
Joey Chestnut, you know what? I used to have his cell phone number. I think I still do.
Are
we should try to call him.
Serious?
Yeah. Yeah.
Joey
Chestnut. We used to have him on the show all the time back before he was before he became the big champion.
I thought you were going to say before he got huge. Be like, well, I mean,
he's not huge at
all. He is a hot dog eating competition man. He's not?
No, I mean, he's not
a big guy.
No, he's a skinny guy.
Really?
A lot of those competitors, eating competitors are real, they're athletic.
Ugh.
You're an athlete.
No.
You're an athlete.
No. Stop it.
You got to be a fine-tuned athlete.
No. You know, we were talking about this at Freedom Celebration, how this hot dog eating competition started. Four immigrants.
How did it start?
Were arguing over who is more patriotic. I'm more American.
No, I am.
No, I am.
No.
I bet you I can eat 17 hot dogs in under a minute.
I'll eat 18.
Oh, yeah, I'll eat 20.
30.
I'll eat 50, one for each star on our flag.
Yes, that's a lot of hot dogs.
Yeah, guess
I'm
how
so
many.
I'm so patriotic.
Guess how many Joey Chestnut ate?
67.
No, more than that.
73.
Well, around that. 70.
Wow.
70
oh
hot dogs.
Oh, my gosh. And how long?
We'll talk about it.
Okay. Oh, gosh.
70 hot dogs.
Yeah. I don't know if I can hear this.
Also, great story on the way about an Army vet who saved a bald eagle. Now, what a weekend to save a bald eagle.
Yeah.
Hey, man. I mean, probably the weekend.
He used his sharp shooting skills to save a bald eagle.
Word.
Pretty impressive.
Dang.
Yeah.
Shout out to Matthew in St. Louis who said the song was smooth. He's here.
Smooth.
RG is here as well.
RG.
Thanks, guys.
She said, good morning.
Good morning.
You know why? You know why she's here?
Good morning. Why? Nobody gets it.
Because she has to work. That's why.
Gotcha. Yeah. Oh.
Good morning, Your Majesty.
Yeah. Good morning.
That's why.
Let's see.
Everybody has to work.
Steve-O has some whiskey tangos this morning and a 4th of July message from one of the most
prolific.
Patriotic, most
like
American.
Prolific. Most prolific.
John Cena.
Dude. It's been a John Cena weekend. I got sent all of the videos. I saw that one.
Cena.
I saw the one with, I think it was Cricket Wireless, where they're like, we're going to surprise a bunch of kids.
That was a good one.
Gosh, he's just the best.
What'd he do?
Cricket Wireless, you know, he's like their spokesperson. And so what they did was they set it up like they were trying to do this commercial type thing, and it was like, we want you to, you know, spokesperson, potential, you know, introducer of John Cena, and it was like just a cut out, you know, type thing of John Cena, but he was behind it, and so, you know, get enthusiastic and really,
oh,
you know,
cool.
And so these kids would just be like, well, this is why I love John Cena, talk, 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 and reintroducing John Cena, and then he'd bust through,
yeah,
and they would lose their minds, and there was like a mariachi band, bam, 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 doing his theme song, oh, it was so good.
Yeah!
It was good.
Love John Cena!
That's not his theme song, it sounds just like it.
I love it.
Is that Jingle Bells? I don't even know. That was Jingle Bells, Ming.
Uh-huh. Today is the 187th day of the year. We're looking at 61 days until Labor Day.
Whoa!
Right around the corner. 151 years ago on this day, in 1865, the United States Secret Service was created as part of the U.S. Treasury Department. It was first established just to stop counterfeiting operations that were running rampant after paper money was introduced during the Civil War.
All right.
Then 151 years ago in 1865, the Salvation Army was founded in London by William Booth.
Nice.
They do a lot of great things all around.
They do.
How old is Huey Lewis?
57.
62.
66.
Ah. Whoa.
Huey Lewis in the news. No,
I'm afraid it's just too loud.
Sorry. Okay, guys. Ready to do this? You guys ready to wake up?
Yeah.
coming up, Teo has some headlines for
you
us.
You know it.
We'll check. There's nothing going on. Nobody's even going to work for a couple
people. Yeah, actually, something's going on at Alameda.
All right. Well, we'll check the roads for you. Huge show this morning. Lots in the news. It's New Music Tuesday. Hang out.
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Teo.
Hillary Clinton coming off a weekend meeting with the FBI.
The first time any major professional sporting event has been played at a U.S. military base. Marlins winning 5-2.
One of the biggest names in basketball just announcing a big move. Kevin Durant leaving Oklahoma City.
Cheryl Swoops is out as coach at Loyola University Chicago.
Roger Federer has just reached his 14th quarterfinal, tying a modern record set by Jimmy Connors.
The Juno spacecraft slip into Jupiter's orbit on a mission to learn more about how the giant planet came to be.
The winner and again champion, Joey Jaws Chestnut, has regained the men's title at the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest.
In Saudi Arabia, state news media say a deadly explosion has targeted Medina.
Suicide bomber drove a truck loaded with explosives into a crowded Baghdad marketplace.
The late Nobel Peace Prize winner, Elie Wiesel, has been memorialized at a private service in New York City. The death of the Holocaust survivor and human rights activist was announced Saturday. Wiesel was 87.
Hello.
Hi. Hello.
New Music Tuesday, 6:37.
High today of 96 degrees. Traffic.
Earlier we had some congestion on Alameda and Jefferson. Looks like that's cleared up. But there are fallen power cables and you need to proceed with caution. Wantabo Boulevard at Manal. Alternative routes, Eubank Tramway and Candelaria Indian School. So you'll use Eubank Tramway if you're going north and south. Candelaria Indian School if you're doing east and west. It's reported by the tip line. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
585 Live. Text us. Traffic situation out there, let us know. Big show today. Huge.
Huge!
Mm-hmm. A lot of idiots out there around the country. Setting off fireworks. Yep. It's a busy one today. Coming up all morning long, firework fails. We'll talk Kevin Durant.
Man.
We'll talk John Cena. We'll talk Bald Eagles. We'll talk hot dogs.
Nice.
New Music Tuesday. Let's do this.
All right, this new song, it's a new single from worship band All Sons and Daughters. Now, these cats, they've made a lot of friends in Nashville. It's true. David used to play in a band called Jackson Waters. I don't know if you guys remember. Do you remember Jackson Waters, Steve-O, from back in the day?
Maybe.
I'd have to pull up the picture for you. He's awesome. And then he left that band. That band broke up. And then he started playing keys for Need to Breathe. And he did that for years. And then he left that band because he got super involved with Journey Church in Nashville, which is where Tim and Steph go. A lot of different people. Mark and Will from Old Audio Adrenaline are
that's cool.
Like elders at that church and stuff like that. It's a cool community in Nashville. That's where Dave goes to church too. Dave from Waverly. These are all my friends that I miss a lot.
Tim and Steph, they are Copper Lily.
Yeah, I miss all of them so much. But this church is really cool. And then All Sons and Daughters kind of sprang out of the worship team from that church. And this is a brand new single from
yes.
them. It's called I Surrender. It's a little bit on the slow side, but it picks up, I promise you. So stick around for it.
585 Live, you can text us. Also Star 88FM on Facebook. It's New Music Tuesday. The riches of this world. All Sons and Daughters. I'm okay. I Surrender on New Music Tuesday.
What happened there?
I don't know. My throat got really dry.
Like, you always just say, I'm okay. Even when you're dying, you just say, you'll be like, I'm okay.
I'm cool. I'm all right.
Your arm's getting cut off. I'm okay. I'm okay.
I used to have a friend who used to do that, so I always do it now. I think it's hilarious. I don't know. It's an inside joke.
Sweet.
What do you guys think of that song?
Oh, wait, us specifically or the live
sure,
line?
Sure, you too, live
the
line.
Starmie.
I think it's a good worship song. It's kind of the All Sons and Daughters M.O. They have, okay, check this out. They have a song called Great Are You Lord that is one of the top 20 songs played weekly in churches nationwide.
Wow.
According to CCLI. They've been featured on prominent songs including Soul on Fire from Third Day, Power to Redeem by Lauren Daigle, No Turning Back from Brandon Heath, and Tonight by Francesca Battistelli.
They are one of my all-time favorite worship artists. Mm-hmm. I love them so much.
So that's just what that song is.
That's par for the course.
That's a song that you're going to start hearing in church a lot, mm-hmm. I think. But you heard it here first.
That's so good.
585 Live, text us or go to Facebook.com/
Shout out from FM. Auburn, yo.
Whopping.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, it's all right. You're tired. I'll let that one slide.
Auburn, Alabama?
No, Auburn, WA.
Washington?
I mean, sure.
Huh. Where?
On the live line.
I don't see it.
Yeah. It's right there.
All I see is, good morning, guys. I just want to sleep.
Yeah, that's from Pool Boy. I do, too. Yeah.
Everybody's tired.
Got Love It Smiley Face from Auburn. Wah.
Mm-hmm.
Wah.
Mm-hmm.
Also from Wooly. Good worship for sure.
Thanks, Wooly.
Song was ballin'.
Mm-hmm.
Miss you, fellas. Miss you, too, there, Wooly.
All right, New Music Tuesday continues a little after 7 o'clock. Big show today, everybody.
Huge!
Big show.
You were born for news. How you're always taking undramatic things and making them dramatic.
Yep. Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Talk to me.
I'm trying to. My Google document fell apart.
Hey, while you're doing that,
it's fixed.
Our friend on Facebook, Tim, says, I'm so bummed. I tried so hard to win the staycation, but I didn't hear it was Instagram. I tweeted it. I Facebooked it. Oh, well, next year.
Oh, well.
Well, we haven't announced a winner. That's coming up this Friday, 9 o'clock hour. Yeah,
it wasn't necessarily completely limited to Instagram, was it?
I thought it was social media.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So that's Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter.
Yeah.
Yep. We haven't picked a winner yet.
There's something else we don't know about, I guess.
It literally says, Summer Staycation Contest. You enter by taking a selfie at Isotopes Park, posting it to social media with hashtag Freedom Celebration, and then, of course, tag at Star88FM to enter.
Man.
We're announcing the winner this Friday, guys. All the details on a giant giveaway that we're doing right now. Facebook.com/Star88.
So let's kick it off strong. Local news. Albuquerque Fire Department and its special illegal fireworks hotline.
Ooh.
Nearly 800 reports of illegal fireworks over the weekend. 12 citations were issued. If you're one of the unlucky 12.
Man.
Sorry.
Our whole neighborhood was raving
last
night.
520 calls and reports came in Sunday alone. Romero said there were no major fires or injuries reported over the weekend due to fireworks.
Good job, Albuquerque.
I told Dawn we were leaving Sivo's neighborhood yesterday, and I was like, one of the most encouraging things I've seen is everybody I've seen outside with fireworks, I've looked, and I've also seen a bucket of water.
Yep.
Good job, Albuquerque.
I really did. I saw it everywhere. Everybody had a bucket of water.
We had our little bucket of water for our little mini fireworks for the little kiddos.
Did they enjoy them?
Sparklers, man.
Totally.
Sparklers.
They took to lighting sparklers and throwing them. Look, I'm creating a new firework! Throwing a sparkler in the air. Ah!
Ah, cool.
Johnny liked him okay.
Yeah.
He was kind of
like... Did you let him light the fire?
Dude, he held a sparkler with me.
Mm.
But he liked it, but then he would want to go inside. But then we'd get inside and he would want to go back outside. Constantly back.
Chrissy with the child proof. She's a principal of a school, obviously. She got the red Solo cup and like poked a hole in it. Whoop! So that Brody and Johnny would have protection over their hand.
Wow.
Right?
Life hack.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Oh, that's a good call right there.
It was a Pinterest life hack.
It was good, Chrissy. It was good. Bill Peterson, our boy Bill, brought over fireworks. We were like, no fireworks. We're just going to chill. Cool. And Bill brought over the fireworks.
He saved Christmas.
He did. However, there was one moment. Did you take Johnny inside? Was that how?
Yeah, he wanted to go inside, so I took him inside. And it was fortunate that I did.
It was the perfect moment because one of those stupid little boxes of like, here, this is just a golden shower, whatever.
Oh my gosh.
You want to rephrase that? Go ahead.
So that's kind of what it's called, yeah, right? That's what it's called.
Go ahead.
Because we make fun of that every year.
So anyway.
Loaded.
Yeah, we had set out tons of them.
Like, and it was just like, not like.
Not anything crazy.
Not, you know, it was like a car bomb. It malfunctioned and exploded and like shook the neighborhood. And we're like, oh my gosh. It was supposed to, it was just this little box that you, you know, with the. But dude, it was terrifying.
That's good.
Totally malfunctioned. And then we were like walking around picking up.
That's good. Yes. Well, at least nobody got injured.
Yeah.
That's good news, man.
This is the first year people have been able to use the city's ABQ311 app to report illegal fireworks.
Yes.
Calls can also go to 505-768-2900 in case you have some folks in your neighborhood that are still shooting fireworks.
Oh, dude. I'm exhausted. Like 10 o'clock came, 11 o'clock came, midnight came, and they were still just firing them off.
Yeah.
So I was wondering, because you look at that and think, who's really going to call the fireworks hotline? Because our city was like just illuminated by fireworks, and they got, you know, hundreds of calls, but there could have been thousands upon thousands that didn't happen. Mm-hmm. I was one of those because I wanted to, but I was so tired and assumed, oh, my neighbor's got this.
Yeah.
Everybody else has got this. Oh, wait, all of my neighbors are shooting out fireworks.
You'll be fine, buddy. Mm-hmm. You'll be fine.
So, and did you guys know that there were also movies out this weekend?
That's right.
It was the 4th of July. So BFG. I don't know if people typically go to the movies on the 4th of July. It seems like it's probably more of an outdoor holiday rather than go sit inside. But some big releases, Tarzan, The Purge, Election Year, and the BFG came out. How did they do? Well, Finding Dory stayed number one.
So bummed.
Took in $50.2 million over the four-day weekend. The BFG only managed $22.3 million.
Wow.
It was his first flop in how many years?
Yeah, this is Steven Spielberg's first flop in, I don't even know. But it had a budget of $140 million, and that's not good.
Yeah, it came in fourth, dude. Fourth!
The Purge, on the other hand, which I can't stand. I wish they would purge the box office of those movies.
Yeah, I've never seen them.
It only took in $34.8 million, but it only had a budget of $10 million.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's why they keep making those movies.
It's a hit already. Tarzan only made $45.6 million, so I guess it's just kind of like,
disappointing.
Yeah. In other explosive news, using a new technique, scientists have discovered reserves of helium in Tanzania, said to be equivalent to 7 times the amount of the noble gas consumed worldwide each year. The news source could alleviate recurrent shortages of helium that have plagued users of scientific instruments and medical imaging equipment. Here is a clip from the most interesting press conference in the world.
We are very excited about the possibility of a very large helium reservoir. We feel that the helium could be used for a variety of reasons. For instance, this helium reservoir could fill 15 trillion Mylar balloons, which would be perfect for anniversaries or children's birthday parties forever. Also, it could raise the voices of teen boys who want to sound funny across the world for the next at least 75 years. It's quite an amazing discovery. Now, if you don't mind, I'll say, we represent the Lollipop Guild, the Lollipop Guild, the Lollipop Guild.
Oh, man, just having a great time at that helium press conference.
Tell you guys, the helium press conference is the place to be.
Oh, so good.
That's where you're going to want to show up. A 75-year-old guy in Washington recently called 911, said he'd been in a plane crash, but it turned out he'd taken half an Ambien before bed and hallucinated the entire thing.
Are you able to safely get out?
No, I'm pinned in.
Are you able to look out the window? Are you able to see the wing from where you're at?
No, I can't see anything.
That Ambien is very dangerous.
Yeah, it is.
My brother, when he was on it years ago, he said he would cook things in the middle of the night.
Oh, dude.
He would call his family, his friends. He'd call me in the middle of the night. I never picked up, but he found out that he actually drove somewhere That, no idea.
Our dear friend Joey Belleville, same thing. Crazy stories to share.
That stuff is bad.
Including, like, random binge purchases. Like,
yeah, a lot of people do that, too.
He said he had no idea. All of a sudden, one day, just, you know, knock on the door, and it was, like, FedEx delivering his special collector's edition Blu-ray chest that he purchased of the entire Harry Potter collection in this limited, like, actual chest of... It was, like... He dropped, like, $300 on a Harry Potter Blu-ray set. Yeah.
Did he return it?
No.
No, he didn't. No. Yeah, here's a doctor talking about how Ambien causes hallucinations.
It must have seemed really real to him for him to have called 911. It must have seemed like he was right in the middle of it. So it must have been almost like a real hallucination for him. And that does speak to some of the potency of Ambien. It can cause people to have this kind of disorientation if it's given to the inappropriate patient or if the dosage is too high. By and large, if a person is already taking it and they're not experiencing side effects from it, there should not be a warning for them to stop taking it.
Wait, who's an inappropriate patient? Did you hear that? Inappropriate. Is it like
somebody
the dude
who abuses
that...
pills, maybe?
Oh, okay. See, I went a totally different direction. Because, you know, like when you're a patient in a hospital, usually you have that like gown and it's only like the front. And then they'd be like, check this out. Oh, yeah. Hey-oh. It's a full moon tonight, y'all. Woo! Inappropriate patient.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Taya. When we come back, we'll kick off our firework fail roundup.
Yes.
Kevin Durant news.
Oh, KD.
The hot dog eating record has been broken.
Nice.
That's right. This morning,
nice.
We're going to try to break it.
No.
We're going to break Joey Chestnut's record.
Mm-mm.
There are many, many hot dogs, guys. Okay? They're just many. I probably couldn't even... I could probably eat 70 of those mini.
I think you got it.
Yeah. All right, hang out. We'll be back.
All is well. We're back with the Morning Invasion on Star 88.
Good morning. Welcome to the show, everyone. It is not Monday. It is Tuesday. 7:08.
High today of 96 degrees.
Check the roads out there. Make sure you guys are getting to work safe.
Don't forget, fallen power cables, caution, Wantabo Boulevard at Manon Boulevard. So if you're going north or south, you need to use Eubank Tramway. If you're going to east to west, Candelaria to Indian School. That's your look at traffic.
Live line is open, 585 Live. Also, Star 88 FM on Facebook. Go like us if you haven't. It's New Music Tuesday. We want you guys to tell us what you think about the new music. Whether we should keep it, get rid of it. Who's up on deck?
This is the new one from Tree 63. This band, they broke up for a long time. They're from South Africa, and they got back together last year, put out a new record called Land. It was a pretty good record. We actually played a few songs from them. This is a newer single from them. It's called Ship. Tell us what you think about it. Facebook.com/Star88FM.
Tree 63. Ship. Star 88. New Music Tuesday. What are they saying on the live line? What are they saying on Facebook?
Oh my gosh, there's so much response right now.
Dude, seriously. Hold on, I gotta refresh.
I've gotta refresh again.
Oh man, it's just...
Good grief. Like, it is a madhouse out there. People just, you know, falling apart over the music. Nah, nobody said anything.
Yeah, nothing on the live line either. Not a single one.
Stop it.
No, well, no, they did.
They did stop it.
Okay. Well... Thank you, guys. I guess we're adding that one to the playlist.
It's going straight in.
It wasn't bad. It was all right.
Yeah.
I wasn't paying attention again, guys.
I know. You guys, you're doing the same thing the audience is.
I know.
The audience follows your lead.
I got excited about my sack lunch, and all I wanted to do was look
it's
to see what I had.
It's not close to lunchtime.
Thebes had it right, dude. The big question is, why are you even working? Nobody is awake or working today.
True.
Yeah, it's true. A lot of people took it off. That didn't our boss say, hey, you guys want to take
Tuesday
off?
Yeah, everybody told us to take it off. I think everyone else is off today.
Well,
Sorry about that.
It's okay.
For those of you, the five people out there that are working and that
we're
are driving.
We're here for you.
Love you guys. Thank you so much. 585 Live, you can text us. Let us know about all the new music this morning.
Wait.
Oh.
Three comments three? On the live line. Tim says, it's a. And then somebody else said, sorry, fam. Not feeling this track.
Sorry, fam.
Matthew in STL says, I like it.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool, man. That's great.
So
thanks,
good.
Man.
So good.
Well, we got other things to do. Lots and lots of goodness in the news this morning.
Sports.
We're going to kick it off with Frank Caliendo. You guys know Frank Caliendo?
Yeah.
Apparently, this guy's a pretty funny dude. He's a comedian.
He does a lot of impersonating and stuff, like impressions, like impersonations and stuff.
Kevin Durant, of course, made the announcement over the weekend on who he was going to join. He was ditching the Thunder, and so Frank Caliendo, he does Morgan Freeman. And so he read Kevin Durant's letter in Morgan Freeman's voice.
Yes.
This has been. By far, the most challenging few weeks in my professional life.
That's incredible.
I understood cognitively that I was facing a crossroads in my evolution as a player and as a man. And that it came with exceptionally difficult choices. What I didn't truly understand, however, was the range of emotions I would feel during this process. The primary mandate I had for myself in making this decision was to have it based on the potential for my growth as a player.
And it goes on for about 3.5 minutes.
Yeah, okay. But, that is
That's incredible.
That's impressive, right?
I kept trying to find like something that would give it away that it's Frank Caliendo. That was brilliant.
Yeah, he's great.
They need to just put
Gosh.
They need to just say, here's Morgan Freeman reading this.
Well, Durant, he met with six teams. He was a free agent, so he met with six teams over the last few days.
Yeah.
A lot of people thought he'd stick with the Thunder.
Yeah, dude. They came so close.
Thunder, bro.
Yeah, they were a great team. They came with within one game of beating the Warriors and making the finals this season. I didn't think he was going to go to the Warriors. I really didn't. That would be insane, right? Well, yeah, guess what? He went to the Warriors. It was between the Knicks and the Warriors, and he picks the Warriors. Now the Warriors are like this super group. It's insane. It's not even fair.
I don't like it.
So weird, though. It doesn't seem like there's room on the Warriors because there's so many stars.
I thought we waited to form super teams for the Olympics.
Yeah. And a lot of people are pretty upset with the NBA over it. So
really? Like they don't have a rule in place?
Well, they tried to with this new collective bargaining agreement.
Well, the whole salary cap.
Yeah.
They're not paying Stephen Curry and Green, they're not paying these guys all that much compared to what you
comparatively
think they should make. So they have
you're only making like $40 million, am I right?
Which really for a Stephen Curry,
no, I know
that's really not that much. And
to they got play some a money. Game,
they got some money to grab some people. So they want them, they got them.
What was ironical about this is 6 years ago, Kevin Durant publicly criticized LeBron James for his decision to sign with the Miami Heat. We saw this thanks to Knicks Memes, a Twitter account, that said, "But you said," and retweeted Kevin Durant when he said, "Now everybody want to play for the Heat and the Lakers. Let's go back to being competitive and going at these people."
What?
Yeah, dude, he joined Steph Curry, Draymond Green, Klay Thompson.
Yep. Dream team.
Dream team, man. Yep, it's looking pretty good for the Warriors. I mean,
what's crazy is he's only signing a 2-year contract with an option, so after this next year, he could opt out. So he could just do 1 year and be like, nah, man, this isn't what I thought it was.
Yep.
Who knows?
Who knows, man? I'm curious to see. Lando's losing his mind.
Is he?
Yeah.
Lando disappointed. Is that why he's going away for the summer? He just couldn't handle it?
He's happy.
Oh.
He's a Warrior fan now. He ditched the Bulls, and now he's a full-time Warrior fan. And
how do you
feel? Pretty excited about it. I was devastated. Ooh.
Devastated.
Dude, Paul Gasol looks like he's signing with the Spurs, so he's leaving as well. One of the few that I just super loved as a Bull.
Yep. It's
a lot of NBA players losing their minds on Twitter when Kevin Durant signed with the Warriors.
Yep. Hey, you got to do what's best for you, right?
Yeah.
True. I mean, even us, like, people are going to go nuts when we sign with another basketball team.
No, nope, not going to happen.
Yes, yeah. They are.
Just people
they're
are going to
be
nuts.
Really upset. They're going to be like, I can't.
Tweet. Dude, I'm telling you, CJ McCollum of the Portland Trailblazers said, Russ about to average a triple-double with 30 because, man, with Kevin Durant gone, it's literally Russell Westbrook.
Mm. Yep.
I don't think it's a good thing for the game. I agree. It's like the teams are able to create these super groups with money. Here's another instance of a small-town market team trying to do something in Oklahoma City, and then the big Golden State Warriors just being like, here's all the money in the world, come play for us.
Here you go.
You had that one good player. Remember back when we were kids, I used to collect basketball cards, but it was like, you loved a lot of teams because the Celtics had Larry Bird, mm-hmm. and then they also had Robert Parrish, and they also had Kevin McHale. But then you go over Steve Brown. You go over to the Hawks, and it was like Dominique Wilkins, and then you know what I mean. And it seemed like every team had a superstar,
had a super player.
Clyde Drexler played for the Trailblazers.
Oh,
yes, dude, Clyde the Glide. Yep. You know, you had Karl Malone and John Stockton over at
Shaq
the Jazz.
And Penny.
Ooh, the over Magic. At the Magic. So it seemed like every team.
David Robinson at the Spurs.
Oh, dude, yes. I loved it.
Yeah. Carl
I loved
Malone
it.
And John Stockton with the Utah Jazz.
I literally just said that.
I had Shaquille O'Neal and Horace Grant.
Yeah, you did! Yeah. Yeah.
Not Penny Hardaway. You had Kobe and those other.
Nope.
It's true.
Hey, wait, who was it? Oh, Grant Hill. Grant Hill and who is the guy with him? They were. Oh, wait, didn't that team disappear?
Which team?
Didn't they change?
Yeah, who did Grant Hill play for?
What?
Well, I just remember him playing, when you said that, I thought it was the Magic. Or was it the Washington?
No.
I think that's when I kind of stopped watching basketball.
Yeah. I know, right?
What team was he on? Didn't they change the name of the team?
Was it the Grizzlies?
No.
Are they still around?
No.
Let him figure it out. Let him do this.
No.
He played with the Pistons.
Seven.
He played with the Magic. Mm. He played with the Suns.
Mm.
Played with the Clippers.
Mm-mm. Okay, I'm thinking of somebody else. Yeah. Clearly.
I mean,
Charles Barkley with the Suns?
Oh, but before that, Charles Barkley with the 76ers.
That's true. Yeah.
I don't even remember that.
Because the Suns, you had your Steve Nash.
Yeah, okay.
But I mean, before that.
Yeah, a lot of people.
Steve Nash was way after Barkley, right?
No, he wasn't way after.
He was after.
He was at. He came to his height of popularity way
Steve
after.
Steve Nash was. He's great, man. A lot of people upset over Kevin Durant and criticizing his move from the Thunder to the Warriors. Here's what SportsCenter Stephen A. Smith had to say.
Well, I'm viewing it as the weakest move I've ever seen from a superstar.
Wow.
Plain and simple. That's just how I look at it. It's not that he's leaving Oklahoma City. If you're not happy there and you want to move on and you want to grow as a player, there's nothing wrong with that. He's one of the top three players in the world. He's a quintessential superstar. He deserves all the credit in the world for the talent that he possesses. But the flip side is this. They were up 3-1 in the Western Conference Finals. Not one, not two, but three different times. He was 48 minutes removed from getting to the NBA Finals by winning the Western Conference. Three times he failed, particularly in Game 6. And you depart for the team that beat you?
I get it.
Man, there's some
hey,
anger.
But you know what? If you can't beat them, join them. Am I right?
Yeah.
I do. I am kind of bummed with this move. It's bad.
It'll be pretty interesting to watch because you got a lot of ball hogs on the Warrior team.
Yeah,
I mean, you got a lot of players that average over 20 points a game. It's going to be interesting to see.
Spencer Dinwiddie from the Chicago Bulls tweeted, I blame Marvel and their recent Avengers reboot. Just collecting all those people. He also said, well, now we know there's one illegal team on 2K. That's seriously... Oh,
that's funny.
You're getting the laugh track
people
today,
are man. People are going crazy. You know when, like, NBA superstars are tweeting about it, it's like...
Yeah, they're upset.
People are not stoked. Yeah.
Not stoked. There you go. Kevin Durant joined a super team.
What is this team? Remind me.
Hornets.
The Hornets.
Oh, the Charlotte Hornets.
Got Larry Johnson.
They disappeared, right?
Oh, yeah.
Lonzo Mourning. They're no longer a team.
Well, now they're...
Alonzo Mourning.
Yes, dude.
Who I was thinking
Lonzo
of.
Mourning. Oh, Zoe.
Yes.
Did you say Larry Johnson?
I did.
He did.
He played for UNLV.
He was one of my favorites of all time.
Dude, Grandmama.
Oh, I love
yeah.
Yeah.
My brother loved the Charlotte Hornets.
I remember
Hornets.
When I was a kid, that team... It was like mm-hmm. a younger team, yeah. you know,
yep.
and the squad on the team. Everybody
Muggsy
was like,
Bogues.
Yeah, yeah, Muggsy!
Muggsy Bogues.
5'3", he could dunk a basketball.
Everybody was stoked about them. And then, you know, I come back to basketball later and I'm like, wait, what happened to the Hornets?
They went to yeah. they went to New Orleans, and then they were the New Orleans Hornets, and then they changed to the Pelicans. And now they're the New Orleans Pelicans.
That's a team?
Yeah.
There's a team called the Pelicans?
And then Charlotte became the Charlotte Bobcats. And then
back.
Now they're back as the Charlotte
and Michael
Hornets.
Jordan so actually
Michael Jordan,
owns
yes.
okay.
the Hornets.
Part owner of the Hornets.
Back.
Mm-hmm.
They're back.
Okay.
There you go. There's
Man,
your sports.
Confusing.
There's your sports,
sports,
everybody.
Sports news.
It always stinks when teams just move around like that.
Yeah.
You know? Because
yeah.
New Orleans originally had a team called the New Orleans Jazz.
Yep.
Then moved to Utah, where jazz is illegal.
Oh. Yeah. Well, they you know, in Utah, marriage is viewed as a jazz-type situation.
Ah, that's as jazzy as
Mix
they get.
Mix it up.
Yes.
Add some extra notes in there for no reason.
New Music Tuesday this morning. Got another great track for you coming up. Well, you decide whether it's great or not. Also, we'll kick off our firework fail roundup. It is just crazy. Hang out.
It's time for the Morning Invasion. Here's Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
I'll never forget it. I'll never forget the sound.
It's magic.
On Star 88.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
Hillary Clinton coming off a weekend meeting with the FBI.
The first time any major professional sporting event has been played at a U.S. military base. Marlins winning 5-2.
One of the biggest names in basketball just announcing a big move. Kevin Durant leaving Oklahoma City.
Cheryl Swoops is out as coach at Loyola University Chicago.
Roger Federer has just reached his 14th quarterfinal, tying a modern record set by Jimmy Connors.
The Juno spacecraft slip into Jupiter's orbit on a mission to learn more about how the giant planet came to be.
The winner and again champion, Joey Jaws Chestnut, has regained the men's title at the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest.
In Saudi Arabia, state news media say a deadly explosion has targeted Medina.
Suicide bomber drove a truck loaded with explosives into a crowded Baghdad marketplace.
The late Nobel Peace Prize winner, Elie Wiesel, has been memorialized at a private service in New York City. The death of the Holocaust survivor and human rights activist was announced Saturday. Wiesel was 87.
7:38.
High today of 96 degrees.
Don't forget, on the east side of town, fallen power cables, Wantabo Boulevard at Manal Boulevard. If you're north-southbound, you need to use U-Bank and Tramway. If you're east or westbound, Candelaria or Indian School, that's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
Good morning, Starmy.
Hi.
Thanks for joining us this morning.
Hey!
A lot of you... Not even listening.
Nope.
Shout out to the podcasters.
Yeah.
How about that?
Straight
okay. A lot of people will be podcasting the show later. But big show today. We'll talk about some big firework fails from this weekend. Guys, it's the worst I've ever seen it. People blowing limbs off left and right. Some young kids, too, which is really sad.
Well, that's not good.
Talk you know, about that.
You know what else isn't good? Steve-O's getting accosted over social
I
media.
I just got accosted, guys.
That's yeah, right. You are.
By none other than Kylo Friend.
Oh, you know what, though?
What?
I'll tell you right now. Even though he's crazy, He's being rude. He's frustrated.
Who's being rude?
Kylo Friend. He
you
created
can't
a meme.
Call him out like that.
I'll tell you right now, I still accept him with arms wide open.
So go look on our Facebook. Kylo Friend has leveled an accusation at Steve-O. Yeah.
You guys could be bros.
Guys, I have accepted.
That's enough of that.
I have accepted. When dreaming, I'm getting to another blue. Time and time again. I wish I knew the words.
Well, I do too.
Mm-hmm. He has the voice of an angel.
I mean, no. I really do.
Nope.
I really, really
Jack Normal.
I've accepted the fact that my hair is straight up to Scott Stapp point. And I have to do something about it. I totally grew my hair out because I was like, I'm gonna own this. Winter Soldier.
Yeah. Winter Soldier.
Halloween is just a few short months. I don't know if I can do it anymore, guys.
Oof.
I don't know if I can do it.
It's okay, man.
What if you found out you looked exactly like the dude from Creed?
Change your face, maybe.
I'd change it, man. That's when you can grab the scissors and cut it off.
Could you just change your face up?
I mean...
Have you thought about that?
I guess I could.
Get a good face change.
I'll never forget, this was years ago.
Years.
I hadn't grown out the pork chops, the sideburns in a while.
The choppers.
And I thought, man, I used to do that back when I was in high school because I was so cool back then. And so I remember walking into work with these sweet pork chop sideburns.
Just giant pork
chops. And Buck looked at me and said, "What's up, Tim Sylvia?"
Oh, who's that?
He is the worst UFC fighter. I mean, everybody hates him. No one likes him, but he has those sideburns, and I look just like him.
Yeah.
Guess what? Next day, shaved
off. Gone. Yep.
No, I went home right after the show and shaved them off.
Wow. Yeah. That was a quick turn.
No, wait. I had clippers in my backpack, and I went...
just right then.
Right there.
You said, you know what?
Yep. That's what happened.
Whatever happened to individuality, man?
I got scissors in my backpack. Let's cut it right now.
Mm.
Let's do this. You ready?
Go.
No.
Okay.
Bring it on.
Nah.
All right.
Next.
I'll own it.
Guys, it's New Music Tuesday.
Oh, yeah!
And this track is probably going to be the one that we get a lot of feedback on. Maybe not necessarily good feedback. This is a song from Toby Mac's latest record, and it features DC Talk.
No way.
Yes. Now, I'm sure the Toby Mac fans have already, and the DC Talk fans have already heard this song. But we're throwing it up there for possible airplay. So you guys got to tell us what you think about it. It's called Love Feels Like, featuring DC Talk from Toby Mac.
Guys, let's get the live line blown up. 585-LIVE, you can text us. Also, Star88FM on Facebook. Leave a comment. Let us know what you think of Toby Mac and DC Talk. Toby Mac. Featuring DC Talk.
Whoa.
Love Feels Like.
Mm.
Star 88, New Music Tuesday. Live line blown up, fellas. Are we starting to get, are we rolling?
We're getting comments on Facebook, believe it or not.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I have to say, I totally agree with Salvador. He says, "I thought I was going to hate this song, but I didn't."
Hey.
So I give it a dig.
Dude. Live line just blew up.
Yeah,
I'm talking about.
I got scared by the way you introduced it, but it's really good. I dig it. Keep it. I know and love this song so much you have to add it.
Whoa.
On the flip side, we got some, it's not too bad, said 1997.
Oh!
We also got a, this is an easy one, Barry. On the flip side,
gosh,
we got a love it. Okay. We got a, I may be in rotation once a week. I got a, ooh, I like it.
Oh.
And then we got a Jake the Garage Door guy says, way to kill my motivation.
Yeah.
10-4, copy that.
Somebody else chimed in and said, so this is what edgy K-Love feels like.
That's right.
Oh, no.
So edgy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, boy.
Dude, boom, 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 boom. Live line. Boom, it's boom, going
boom.
Crazy.
Boom, you know boom, what? Boom. You guys talk bad about it, but hey, at least you're talking. Wake up.
DC talking.
Come on, okay. Guys. Come on.
Come on, guys.
We just got a text in from New York City.
New York.
New York City.
Get a rope. Go, is Toby it? Mac. Love it.
Brandon. Is it Brandon?
No, because Thigpen still has, I thought, a...
I don't know. I can't see who it is texting. Oh. I don't see where they're from on mine. I just have
a code. Oh, really? This says New York City, New York. We got a Platteville, Wisconsin.
Nice.
They said, I like it a lot better than what he's been putting out recently. Santa Fe says, sounds like DC talk. Not enough to get me on their reunion cruise, but I'll dig.
Well, it's not enough money to get us on the reunion
cruise.
Yeah. Y'all dig. Y'all dig.
Yeah.
Thank you, thank you.
Yeah.
The 4th of July.
Hey. That's coming up, isn't it?
No, Steve-O.
Oh.
Ended last night.
Ah, right.
But did it really? Because I'm sure we're going to continue to hear fireworks all week long.
That's why it felt like a war zone in my neighborhood.
Yes, sir. For a lot of you. Didn't get much sleep last night.
None at all for this guy.
Well, it was pretty low-key as far as injuries in Albuquerque. So good job, Albuquerque. Good. You know, a lot of people definitely lighting off them illegal fireworks. A bunch of people got some tickets, but no injuries, which is good here in Albuquerque. But the rest of the world, well, not looking good. This is probably the craziest after 4th of July morning show I've ever been a part of as far as reading about all of the fails.
Well, let's hear them because I'm excited. Oh, you've hyped God. It up.
No,
and
no.
Now.
There's nothing exciting. I just look at this headline on Yahoo. 9-year-old girl loses hand in illegal fireworks explosion. Gosh.
Let me kick it off.
Gosh!
With a 39-year-old guy named Rafat Shashihaya.
Okay.
In Chicago. He was setting off some fireworks a few days ago, and he accidentally blew off part of his hand.
Okay.
A few hours later, one of his neighbors let her dog out in the yard, and the dog came back with the hand in his mouth.
Oh, my.
That's what I'm talking about.
It was the most terrifying scream. And you know, like, when you hear you know, something like that, that something bad happened, and I just knew.
I remember looking at my hand, and there's no hand there. No finger, no nothing.
3 hours later, I let my dog out in the yard, and she comes trotting back with something in her mouth, and I realized before picking it up that it was actually part of the man's hand that had flown from across the street into our yard.
Okay. He found it about 250 feet away from where this man was setting off his fireworks. So it was quite the blast for the hand to fly that far. The woman called 911 and had them pick up the hand that the dog retrieved. Can you imagine seeing Rocket Raccoon coming in the house? What do you got, Rocket? It's a hand.
Okay.
It's a hand.
Happy 4th of July.
I guess the doctors were able to reattach it. They're not sure if it's gonna, you know, ever get the function back, but...
But they're trying to lend a hand.
Rafat is, you know, he's hoping. Pray for that guy. Whew. Well, a 9-year-old, like Steve-O said, in L.A., 9-year-old girl lost her left hand when she was... lighting illegal fireworks on Saturday.
Gosh, dude. In Compton.
Compton? Let's head to Chicago, where three police officers went to the hospital after incidents related to fireworks over the holiday weekend. Someone inside a moving red Toyota Camry tossed a half stick of dynamite out the window.
Oh, my gosh!
At a squad car officers were using to patrol the South Shore neighborhood.
Wow.
They threw a half stick of dynamite in there.
That is illegal.
I quit.
You can't quit, man.
No, what is this? This is just...
That's pretty insane.
Someone placed a firework under a toilet at the department's 17th District Station as a possible prank. Well, it went off when an officer went in to use the bathroom around 5:50 a.m. Monday morning.
Explosive.
Explosive.
Is he okay?
It doesn't tell me. I don't know. Two more people lost appendages near a Washington State casino late Monday. A man lost his hand while holding fireworks that then exploded around 10:30 p.m. The second victim lost a hand during his second incident around 11 p.m. It's Washington State. Oh, there's still more. New York City, a 42-year-old woman lost as many as two fingers while playing with fireworks. Brooklyn, that's your neck of the woods, Steven.
I mean, you know.
Man, the accident happened the day after what investigators described as a homemade explosive, which blew off the foot of an 18-year-old Virginia man in Central Park. Did you guys hear about this? Central Park, now, you're in New York City. You hear the explosion. Here's a clip. You can hear the explosion in the background.
It sounded kind of like a cannon went off.
Yeah.
Like I thought it was maybe like a 4th of July festivity.
We really don't know.
Just
we
legitimately do not know.
What did you hear?
A really loud explosion and we don't know where it came from.
I can't tell you anything because I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. We don't know what happened.
The explosion that could have been an experiment with fireworks or homemade explosives. We do not have any evidence of a constructed device or commercial-grade fireworks. At this time, we have no evidence that this is related to terrorism.
We are not finding anything consistent with a constructed IED. This is clearly explosive material, but there's nothing to indicate that this was an explosive device that was placed or put in this area with a specific intent to harm any individuals.
Man. Yeah, this 18-year-old college student, he was at Central Park. He was climbing on some rocks. He jumped off. Landed on this plastic bag, exploded, blew his foot off.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, he was filled with some homemade fireworks that someone had tried to set off earlier. They didn't work, so the person just left them behind.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah,
that was a loud boom.
It was.
Somebody just chimed in on the live line and said, in 2012, I had a homemade firework blow up in my hand. Split my hand right next to my thumb. You can see all the way inside of it.
Oh my gosh.
Also gave me a huge laceration to my quad, which is still purple from all the gunpowder. Guys!
Yeah, this guy lost his left foot. He was rushed to the hospital to have the lower part of his leg amputated. Of course, you're in New York. Everybody thought it was a terrorist attack.
Yep. I'm glad there weren't any terrorist attacks yesterday.
Yeah.
Speaking of, somebody else just chimed in and said, it was a war zone. There were bombs going off. I can't even describe it.
Let's leave it to the Taco Bell.
It's a war zone. There are explosions. There are bombs going off. I can't even describe it.
Sorry, Liveliner. You missed the explosions.
You missed it.
You almost got it right.
Almost.
They also said that was last night on a street that I happen to frequent regularly because it's the street right next to mine.
Guys, isn't that crazy?
It was crazy. It was absolutely insane in my neighborhood. And I was excited at first because it was like, guys, look at all this. This is great. We didn't spend any money on fireworks and all these fireworks are going off around us. And then at like 9 o'clock, I was like, okay, neighborhood.
Yeah.
And then at 10 o'clock, I was like, okay, neighborhood. And then at 11 o'clock, I was like, okay, neighborhood.
Okay.
And then at midnight, I was like, neighborhood. Bro. Dude, bro.
All night long.
All night long. Yeah, except Lionel Richie wasn't dancing on the ceiling. Yeah. He was just like...
The 4th of July is over. No more fireworks.
I hope not, because let's be honest. All weekend, I dealt with that. Yeah. And you know people still have some.
Yep. All right, we got to take a break. When we come back, New Music Tuesday continues. Man, we got a bunch of good stuff this morning. Hang out.
We interrupt this broadcast for an important message. It's time for the Morning Invasion. Here's Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
...8:03 in the a.m. Good morning.
High today of 96 degrees.
Traffic!
I want to remind you guys about the fallen power cables east side of the city, Wantabo Boulevard at Manal. So you need to use U-Bank and Tramway if you're traveling north or south, Candelaria or Indian School if you're traveling east or west. We've also got something going on north of the city on 25 northbound. Traffic down to around 19 miles an hour at Cable Drive, I guess.
Cable?
Cable Drive. And New Mexico 165. I don't know if there's an accident or what. Maybe if you're up there, you can let us know. Got a bit of congestion at Coors and Paseo also. That's your look at traffic.
Hey, big shout out to everybody that was involved with Freedom Celebration
yes.
at Isotopes Park because it was amazing. Man, almost 600 people gave their lives to Christ.
It was an incredible event.
Sold out stadium. I mean, the weather was good. Yes, it was a perfect night.
It really was.
Great job, guys. Great job. I saw a bunch of people posted some videos of the fireworks show because we didn't get to stay.
No.
But, man, there's some pretty sweet fireworks.
Dude, speaking of fireworks, we were talking, you know, before the break about illegal fireworks and how crazy it was last night and around the nation, all of the accidents that happen. We got somebody on the live line chiming in saying a friend of the family texted yesterday for prayer. One of their family members lost an eye due to a fireworks mishap yesterday, taken to UNMH. So there was at least one accident in Albuquerque involving fireworks. Please pray for that family. Somebody else in Artesia chimed in and said, honestly, how do you let a firework go off in your hand? Well, they say light it and let go, but...
Here's the thing, though. A lot of times, look at that NFL player last year who lost a couple fingers. If you watch the video, he lights the fuse, and the fuse doesn't even get halfway down, and it explodes.
So here's a big question, you know, because we've been talking a lot this year because of, gosh, all of the horrific things we're seeing with weapons. We talk about, like, gun control. Mm-hmm. Why aren't we doing anything about fireworks? I know that sounds so stupid and like small, but they're called illegal fireworks because they are not legal, right? Yet, my gosh,
people
dude.
People probably just don't think about it.
They don't think about it. People are idiots.
Okay.
Let's face it. Okay.
He's right, Dex.
And fireworks malfunction.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like the thing that happened in Central Park where the guy was walking on some climbing on some rocks. He jumps off, lands on a plastic bag full of fireworks. They explode. He loses his foot. Some guy earlier thought that they were duds.
Yeah, and then boom.
Yeah, no, they're not duds. You always have to have that bucket of water. You got to make sure put them in the water. Yeah. It's sad to hear all of it. I mean,
most of these things that we see too are remember, guys, it's illegal fireworks.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of these mishaps are things that are too powerful.
Roman candles
for
illegal.
Just fun use.
Wait, what? Roman candles?
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. That's a quarter stick of dynamite, bruh.
No, it is not.
Mm-hmm. Look it up.
No. Are you just making stuff up now?
Look it up, man.
You look it up. You tell me right now with your knowledge. Is that real?
I don't know if it's the cherry bomb or if it's the Roman candle.
It's definitely not the Roman candle.
I thought it
candle.
Was an M80.
Maybe it's the M80. I get them confused.
Okay, because the Roman candle is a really, really weak firework.
Is it really?
Yes, you just hold it and it goes...
They don't explode at the end?
I think they go...
Oh, really?
Okay, catch on fire and they just go...
Probably the M80 then.
My dad, when he was a kid and fireworks were for real... Before all the regulations, which I think are important. I'm glad we have them. He was hanging out with his buddy who was the town doctor. And this was in a little town in Mississippi. He was like the doctor's kid. And they had real M80s, the for real ones. And they put one in a brick fence. And it was one of those brick fences where you have like a brick. And then you have the holes between the bricks, you know, like they're kind of patterned out. And it blew up the fence. Like my dad said there was a huge hole. Just in the fence. And the fence was like it was the doctor's fence.
Wow.
So that kid he was with got in a ton of trouble because he blew up his own. They didn't realize how powerful it would be.
Yeah.
It blew a giant hole in this all brick fence. I mean, that's what you're dealing with,
yeah.
You know?
I burnt down a lumberyard when I was 9.
What?
I burnt down a lumberyard when I was 9.
That's a lot, Dex.
I lived next door to a lumberyard. I burnt it down.
And you burned it down.
It's just gone. It's made of wood. The whole thing, just wood,
oh,
just gone.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I thought lumber was made out of plastic.
Well, they have plastic. They have steel. Yeah, I had a butterfly. Remember the butterflies?
The butterfly at the Tootsie Roll?
No, a butterfly firework.
No.
They used to have them in with the regular fireworks you can buy at the store. They weren't illegal. Yeah.
Now they are illegal.
You light those puppies, and they... like a butterfly.
Oh, yeah, fly. Yeah.
I mean, they go far. Mm-hmm. And it flew over the other side of the lumberyard, went back in the house. Next thing you know, flames everywhere.
That's not good.
Yeah.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I spent a few days in juvie, but, you know, I'm okay.
Stop it!
How much of what you say
that
is real?
That is not real.
Okay, we didn't burn down the lumberyard, but we almost did.
Anything you ever say anymore.
We burned down the field next to the
lumberyard. But, I mean, we also almost did.
It was
awful. It could have happened.
Yeah. If we wouldn't have jumped over the fence and took our shirts off and started getting the fire. They was coming over the fence into the lumber.
I wish I could have seen that.
Happened. Yeah. Look up the Ennis, Montana reports back in 1991.
I really don't.
It was Michael Buckley, my brother Mike, and Joseph Toth.
Mm-hmm. I don't believe you.
No. That's what happens, Mom and Dad, when you leave a bunch of junkyard kids alone. We're going to set them fireworks off.
Going to set off them fireworks. You leave a bunch of junk along with some kids.
My wife almost lost her eye when she was in high school. She almost had to get a glass eye. She was at a party.
Yeah.
And someone threw a firework into the fire, and Leslie was right there. It exploded.
Oh, my goodness.
She was in the hospital for like 3 or 4 days.
I'm glad she's okay.
They almost had to remove her eye.
That's scary.
I kind of wish you had a glass eye.
Oh, stop it. Oh, my gosh.
That is very rude.
You would never hope that. Nobody ever wants their wife to see someone else on the side.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
That took a turn, Steve. Mm.
Let's jump into this New Music Tuesday track.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. We were too busy being just engulfed in nonsense.
Mm.
We played this in the 6 o'clock hour, and nobody responded. Because we think all of you are asleep. This is the brand new single from We Are Messengers. It's called Magnify.
585 Live. You can text us or star 88FM on Facebook. We Are Messengers, Magnify, New Music Tuesday on Star 88. You can text us at 585 Live. You can hit us up on Facebook at Star 88FM. Tell us if you want to hear it again. You loved it. You didn't like it. Get rid of it.
Hey, Mr. Snake. You a big boy.
So far, the live line's like, just, man, speechless.
They love it.
No, they're speechless.
Oh.
They are straight speechless.
They love it?
I don't know.
People are very...
vocal today.
Very vocal.
Dude, it's the day after 4th of July, and if people
That's right,
are
it's the 5th of July.
Tired as we are. Man, I'm tired. I want to shout out to my entire neighborhood.
Shout it out, girl.
Most of whom probably don't even care about our freedoms. They just want an excuse to light illegal fireworks.
See what happened all over the city last night. It wasn't just your neighborhood.
No, I know.
It was everywhere. People use earplugs. Fans.
How do you use earplugs when you have to, like... wake up so early to an alarm?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
You
I don't know, man.
That natural clock.
I don't know. Well, welcome to the show this morning. 8:15.
High today of 96 degrees.
I want to play a video for you guys.
Okay.
Now, I'm doing this because I just want your guys' reaction on this because.
Wiki, wiki.
A magic trick. Went wrong. And I think this was on Poland's Got Talent. I think. I don't know. It was some show in Poland.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, it's not in English.
Oh,
but
man.
I want to get your guys' reaction. If you are at star88.fm or you're not, go there. Get on the cameras and watch the studio because I can't wait to see Steve-O and Teo's reaction when they see this video.
Wait. I don't know if I want to do this.
I don't know if I...
A TV host took a nail to the hand during a botched magic trick.
Yeah, definitely don't
You have this. To watch.
I cannot.
No.
You cannot make me watch this.
It sounds violent.
So, let me set it up. So, you know, you've probably seen this magic trick before. They take the paper bags, right?
Yes.
And then they put the nail in one of them.
I refuse.
And then they do the magic and they try to figure out which, you know, one is not. And they mush the bag down.
Yeah.
Well, this time this magician grabbed the reporter's hand instead of his and started hitting the bags. Are you guys ready for this?
Yes,
no.
Let's do it.
Not even a little bit. I don't want to.
It's not even in English. Be quiet.
Hold on a second here. Let me get this.
Oh, gosh.
Let's keep it going here. Keep it going.
Oh.
Metalowym godzin. Jakbyś mogła sprawdzić.
There it is.
Oh,
that's very sharp.
Okay,
oh, my gosh. That is a giant. That's not like a... That's a commercial grade.
This is... And it just shows it?
Zanim to zrobimy, ja zamieszam. Tak, żebyście...
Nie chcę tej z gwoździem.
She's nervous.
Może kacie się, że on każdy...
She's nervous also.
Słuchajcie,
Oh, so no, I refuse. I absolutely refuse. I'm not looking at the screen.
Do it,
Steve-o.
Steve-o. Steve-o.
Kurwa, przepraszam.
Nope.
Oh my gosh.
Naprawdę, przebiłem mi rękę.
Steve-o, turn around right now. Turn around.
I don't know.
Right now.
Taki to sposób.
He grabs the reporter's hand.
He says, we're going to go to the hospital.
Uważaj.
Raz, dwa.
Ah, yep.
Ah! Ała!
Kurwa,
poor
przepraszam.
Girl.
It's przebiłem ci rękę. Naprawdę, przebiłem jej rękę. Przepraszam.
Ała, ała, to bolało.
Słuchajcie, to... Nie.
To bolało, ała.
What is she saying?
Is was, niech to się nie dzieje naprawdę, niech to będzie tutaj.
Ała.
Chodź.
Ała.
Poor thing, man. Poor thing.
And it's all just captured on camera.
All captured. It just
is that
fail.
Real? Is that real?
I don't know. It says it was a recent semifinalist on Poland's Got Talent. Whoa. Did a magic trick on a Polish TV show.
Yeah.
Where you slam your hand down in paper bags. One of them has a nail on it. And, they did it wrong.
Yep.
And she stuck her hand in. She started screaming. And they said the wound wasn't as bad as it sounds and she'll be okay. But she went to the hospital, got a tetanus shot, some antibiotics.
Good grief, man.
No.
Good grief.
Nope.
Steve-O, you're next.
There was a reason why I grabbed a paper bag this week.
Yep. Stop
telling, Dad.
Not doing it, man.
Luckily, I brought my own lunch this morning.
he did bring a sack lunch.
I don't have a nail. That's my...
No, we're not playing that magic trick, man.
Yeah, well.
That was crazy and stupid. No, thank you. Sorry, guys. No.
You picked the wrong bag.
Yeah.
That magician was a little off.
Steve-O, we just got a text on the live line that says, I guess that magician nailed it. We also got one that says the studio cam is messed up.
Oh, no!
Oh, did you forget to turn it on this morning?
No.
Yeah. Did you really?
It turns on automatically.
Oh.
So you can't blame me.
All right. Not your fault, man.
Not my fault.
Well, Teo, you got a lot of headlines this morning.
It's Teo.
Teo?
Yeah, Teo. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let's do some.
Okay.
Wake up and smell the coffee.
I would love to. The New York Post ran a story over the weekend about how the Statue of Liberty's face might actually be based on a guy.
Hmm.
And not a lady.
Hmm.
It's Lady Liberty.
That's weird.
Well.
We'll never know.
The French.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Maybe the French were confused.
Or maybe they were playing a joke on us.
What if it was just a prank?
It was a prank.
They've been laughing.
They've been laughing at us. Good grief.
Many, many years.
A woman in Arizona lost her cat about 2 years ago. My heart, and I know Stephen Christian's heart, go out to this lady. Stephen Christian being a new cat owner.
Really?
He has a kitty cat named Lasagna.
Met that cat this weekend.
That's a good cat, man. It's a good cat.
Really?
Stephen is converted. He loves cats so much.
Mm.
I heard him trying to talk to Skip Heitzig about cats.
No.
Skip wasn't having any part of it, but Stephen was like, you got it, man. You just got to give him a chance.
Nope.
As it turns out, this lady that lost her cat about 2 years ago, her neighbor had actually been taking care of that cat the entire time.
I love Joey. He was like my son.
He became a son to us. He still is.
You think this cat was abused? That's your word?
Yes. He was trying to come in for months upon months upon months, where we said, here's food and water. Now go home, kitty cat. And you need to go home to your owner.
That's right.
I assumed that he was probably taken by a coyote or something. What is the possibility that my cat is three doors down from my house this whole time?
Kryptonite!
Yes.
Our neighbor said that this cat must be from somewhere in the subdivision. And that woman somehow heard that his name may be Joey.
I have a cat that has a chip that I can't get back.
Huh.
I feel the same way that they did. He was part of my family.
So what do you do in that situation? Because I'm kind of in that situation, and this could happen to me someday.
Oh, it is. No, it's already happening. I've set wheels in motion months ago.
Because with the dog we currently have, we actually got a knock on the door, and some lady who was driving down the street saw Vader.
Is this your dog?
Yeah, and she's like, I can't take him, but would you try to find the owner? And so we tried to find the owner. The dog wasn't chipped. There wasn't any tags on him. Mm. And the thing is, the dog is one of those super expensive breeds, and so you can't just post on Facebook or put an ad because people come out of the woodworks and say,
you could, you just don't want to.
Well, I'm not going to do that because I've had friends do it before and people lie to get the dog. So we went around the neighborhood. We tried to ask, but I keep thinking it's probably going to be some random person in our neighborhood someday, 2 years from now. Hey, that's my dog.
Excuse me, bro? That's Dr. Midnight. He's been missing for 3 years.
What do you do in that situation with these two neighbors, though? You lose your cat. Somebody down the street picked up Joey the cat, has been raising him for 2 years.
I think it's time to let go.
But did the neighbors? Neighbor...
The originals. They got to let go.
But did the original owners like put signs out or try and find the cat?
They probably did. And then the people that had it, they're like, huh, that kind of looks like Joey. That's funny.
Missing Joey the cat.
Who'd have thunk it? Two cats that look almost the same. We even call ours Joey.
I don't know, man.
What are the chances?
It seems fishy and weird. And the reason being is this weekend we had a chance to hang out with some friends. And oh, man.
Man.
Neighbors be cray.
Neighbors be cray.
So, man.
Man, neighbors.
I want to get into this, but I wanted to save it until tomorrow because...
Save it for tomorrow.
It's a big topic.
It is.
But I will say this. Neighbors definitely are crazy. And we experienced this weekend with our friends' neighbors because they have horses. They have, you know, bunches of different animals. But they found their neighbor on their property, like, giving their animal water.
Like it. Like,
even though there was already water. You know what I mean?
That's
like, there
weird.
Was water. There's hay. There's everything. You know what I mean? And it's just like, just gonna give it a little extra over here. Yeah, it's cool. No bigs. I'm your neighbor.
Neighbor. Shout out to my boy, Stephen Christian. Recent cat convert. He's got that
went
legit cat
side.
Named Lasagna. Lasagna, you're a good cat.
No, already ripped up his arm. Did you see that photo we just got?
Are you kidding?
He's taking
already?
Care of business.
Oh, Lasagna.
He was purging you of disease.
Okay. I don't know about that.
Yeah. The cat, they can sense a disease inside of you, and they scratch you to let the demon out.
Yeah. Hey, turn that radio down, please. Good morning. Turn the radio down.
Hi. Okay. Good morning.
All right. Go ahead, Tao.
Okay. I'd like to continue. A new study found people in North Carolina are the most likely to be happy and smiling in their mugshot. The crime where people are most likely to take a happy mugshot is contributing to the delinquency of a minor.
What?
Because they go in and they're like, well, they already know me as cool mom. I better make it a cool picture.
Oh, God.
Yeah, check this out. That's a pretty happy person here.
What did she do? Overall emotions and mugshots. Well, it's going to be plastered all over the paper. I better make it a good one.
That's another happy person. Now, this person, I think.
He's sad. This is a sad
one. Yeah, this is the sad one.
He is unhappy.
Saddest states: West Virginia, Montana, Idaho, Utah, and Oregon.
This is that's because they're not used to being in trouble.
His face.
Do you hear
looks
those states?
Oh, no!
I'm sorry. I didn't know it was their cat.
Yep.
His name was Joey.
The five states with you just said them: West Virginia, Montana, Idaho, Utah, and Oregon.
Yeah, dude. What were the happy states?
Oh, and look, the crime where people are most likely to take a sad mug shot, like, why? Cruelty to animals.
What?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, the happy ones were North Carolina, Nevada, Indiana, Maine, and New York.
Okay.
Just happy over there.
Happy to be alive.
Say cheese.
Say cheese.
It's great. Day to be alive. I got sun coming out up in the sky. Did you guys know that Bob Ross hated his perm?
What?
That's right. This is a random fact for today, Tuesday, July 5th. He had to keep it after he got famous, but he hated it. A longtime friend of his named Annette says he started perming his hair while he was teaching art classes in the early 80s because he didn't want to keep wasting money on haircuts. So you get that junk permed and you don't have to worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
My dad did the same thing back in the 70s.
My friend Jess Wren did the same thing, too.
Maybe it was the 80s. I think it was the 70s. Then he had to keep it after he started his own line of paints. It's called branding, people.
Okay. Look at his hair, what it used to look like, Steve-O.
Look at that.
He had cool Johnny Cash hair.
He looked like Vanilla Ice, but in the 50s.
Yeah, Johnny Cash.
Like Vanilla Ice. I feel like it's taller than Johnny Cash's hair.
Man.
I feel like it's got a little more elevation.
Yeah. That's some cool hair.
But it's permed as we know him.
Hmm.
That's why he was so positive.
I'm cutting my hair tomorrow, guys.
You gonna perm it?
Yeah.
Please perm it.
No, I'm just cutting it, man. I don't want to be branded.
Perm it?
I don't want to be branded Scott Stapp. I gotta cut it.
Guys, go to our Facebook. Kylo Friend, our boy from the dark side, I guess. He posted a pretty solid criminalizing.
Meme. Yeah,
I almost
twin
said a
brothers.
Different word. Pretty criminalizing photo. We call our grandparents brothers and sisters, great uncles and aunts, but technically that is incorrect. We're supposed to call them grand uncles and grand aunts. Did you guys know that?
I call them grants.
We got a phone call.
And grunkles.
That's not going to work.
Grunkle?
Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I see.
Good morning.
Can you hear us?
Hey.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Can you hear us, all three of us?
Yes.
Good.
Well, I hear one voice three different times.
There we go.
Do you hear this one?
I hear that one.
But do you hear this one?
That one kind of eluded me.
How about this one?
That one's good.
Oh,
that one's good.
Good.
Yeah, beautiful.
Beautiful. That's the one that
I had a question about Vader.
Oh, hi.
Did he get fixed when you found him? Because there was that episode of Everybody Loves Raymond where they find that bulldog and fix him, and then they have to pay the owner like $5,000.
Really?
Yeah, it's like some crazy purebred stud dog, and they fix them, and it was like a thing.
Oh, man.
Perfect, because yes.
No, just be on the lookout for that stuff, too, all right?
Yeah, no kidding, right? Mm-hmm. Thanks, man.
Later.
Only two countries in the world have flags that don't use red, white, or blue. Jamaica.
What?
Jamaica, me crazy. And Mauritania.
Love it.
Mauritania.
There.
Pretty interesting. Canada is the only country to host an Olympics and not win a gold medal. When it hosted the 1976 Summer Olympics in Montreal, Canadian athletes only won 5 silvers and 6 bronzes. And that's all of my random facts for right now.
Coming up, Steve-O has some John Cena.
I do.
News.
You can't see him.
Whiskey Tango. Also an Army vet. Used his sharp shooting skills to save a bald eagle.
America.
Hang on.
You're listening to The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Teo.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
Hillary Clinton coming off a weekend meeting with the FBI.
The first time any major professional sporting event has been played at a U.S. military base. Marlins winning 5-2.
One of the biggest names in basketball just announcing a big move. Kevin Durant leaving Oklahoma City.
Cheryl Swoopes is out as coach at Loyola University Chicago.
Roger Federer has just reached his 14th quarterfinal, tying a modern record set by Jimmy Connors.
The Juno spacecraft slipped into Jupiter's orbit on a mission to learn more about how the giant planet came to be.
The winner and again champion, Joey Jaws Chestnut, has regained the men's title at the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest.
In Saudi Arabia, state news media say a deadly explosion has targeted Medina.
Suicide bomber drove a truck loaded with explosives into a crowded Baghdad marketplace.
The late Nobel Peace Prize winner, Elie Wiesel, has been memorialized at a private service in New York City. The death of the Holocaust survivor and human rights activist was announced Saturday. Wiesel was 87.
Good morning. New Music Tuesday. Dex, Steve Otea.
High today of 96 degrees.
Traffic.
Something going on in the kitchen, but I don't know what's cooking. North of town at Cable Drive, East New Mexico 44, or New Mexico 165. Down to 11 miles an hour. I don't know if there's an accident or what, but if you're northbound on 25, you got a delay to expect. Also on the east side of town, fallen power cables, caution, Wantabo and Manal. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
585 Live. Oh, guys, I was feeling good a little bit ago.
Did you hit a wall?
Just hit a wall. A big, fat wall.
I want to see you clearly. Come closer
than this. Coming up, John Cena had a 4th of July message. Also, Yvette saved an eagle.
These dreams go on when it's cold out.
Okay.
Every step out of the night, I live another night. These dreams to sleep when it's cold outside.
It's me and Dex's song. You can't have that.
What? We all hit that at the same time.
No, Dex and I did that.
All right, that's fine.
I don't know what you were doing.
You guys
over
can
there.
Have it.
I don't know what you were doing
these
over there.
Oh my God.
Sleep when I close my eyes.
Dex doesn't even know the words.
Every second of
gosh,
the
just
night.
Tearing up, guys.
Yeah. No, I can hear it.
Every second of the night, I do live another life.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, all right.
Dex said something about the lights. I don't even know. Just,
I heard wrong. Him say sleep too much.
Wrong on wrong on wrong, but that's okay.
New Music Tuesday continues. Let's
yeah, it
do
does.
This.
What time is it? 8:40. Okay.
These dreams go on when it goes outside.
Get the nope. words right.
Gosh. Gosh.
Oh, my heart.
Are you okay? Wait, check your heart.
I think I'm all right.
Are you okay?
I don't know.
I promise. When we play your heart sound, it sounds like the ocean.
A little baby T-Rex lives inside my heart.
I hear that. Okay. New track, All Sons and Daughters. This is a brand new song called I Surrender. Big time worship band. Tell us what you think about it. Facebook.com/star88FM.
The riches of this world will fade.
Sons and Daughters, I Surrender. New Music Tuesday, 585 Live. You can text the show and let us know what you think about it, or Star 88FM on Facebook. It's a good worship song. Anybody say anything on the live line or on Facebook?
No. Not right for the morning invasion.
That's what we just got on the live line.
Okay. Acceptable.
Mm. Yeah.
Thebe says, why are you even working? Nobody's awake or working today. Also, not excited about this song.
Okay.
Brandy says it's a good worship song. Nomi says, I like it. Maybe not a morning jam, but she likes it.
Hey, Mr. Snow.
Oh, no. I agree. I think it's a great worship track.
Mm-hmm.
you know, for our worship segment.
Mm-hmm. You betcha.
It's called Star 88.
Beans.
New Music Tuesday continues after 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
Good morning, everyone. 8:48.
High today of 96 degrees.
Let's see here.
Okay.
I got stuff on stuff on stuff.
Yes, you do. What do you want to jump? You want to do a whiskey tango or you want to do your John Cena? You choose.
Oh, man. I don't even know. You can't ask me to do something with John Cena or something else because I'll always pick John Cena!
John Cena!
That's where we would accuse
man.
Hey, Bobby Knight, you need to calm down.
I was waiting to throw my hands in the air and, like, do the John Cena thing, and, like, his music to kick in, and he'd be like, yeah. No?
I don't got it, man. I'm sorry.
Hang on. I got you.
Cool.
Yeah, if you guys just talk
about... You really don't have John Cena's theme music? I'm sorry, too.
My bad.
Just pretty upset. No, I was doing a John Cena story.
Okay.
Sorry, guys.
Steve-O, start your story over.
Oh, wait, I got it right here.
Okay. Go
on. You know he loves
That was heart.
Heart. You
he's
know
got,
John
He's got
Cena
a lot of
heart.
Mm-hmm.
He has a lot of heart for our nation.
Can't see me.
He's an American, that's for sure.
Hey, I got it pulled up over here.
My bad.
Steve-O, say your thing again.
John Cena! Just a little delayed.
I can't help the delay. It's the
throw my hands in the air.
It's the bit rate of the internet. I can't help that.
Shout out to WWE Vengeance.
Yo, yo, no.
Back in the day, this new kid named John Cena was wrestling The Undertaker, and literally everybody in the stadium was screaming for The Undertaker except for two kids in the third row ringside who had a Word Life sign that they were holding up. Their names were Chris Chicago and Steve-O Jeter. Love John Cena. And then he became John Cena, and now people don't like him for some reason. Like, he exploded, everybody loved him, and then they didn't
really?
Like him. Yeah.
Really?
Wow. Now he's, like, quote, booed because he's, like, a 15-time world champ. He's one of the greatest! And this weekend, he had a 4th of July message. Did you guys see this? It was, like, shared and shared and shared some more.
It's like What Makes America Diverse. The, or
yes.
Something. Yeah, it was really good.
Yes.
Yeah.
He had a message for America on the 4th of July.
You want me to hit the clip?
You have a clip?
I got a clip.
Okay.
Patriotism. It inspires passionate debate. It's worn like a badge of honor with good reason. Because it means love and devotion for one's country. Love. But what really makes up this country of ours? What is it we love? It's the people. Almost half the country belongs to minority groups. People who are lesbian, African American, and bi, and transgender, and Native American, and proud of it. After all, what's more American than freedom to celebrate the things that make us, us? This year, patriotism shouldn't just be about pride of country. It should be about love. Love beyond age, disability, sexuality, race, religion, and any other labels. Because the second any of us judge people based on those labels, we're not really being patriotic, are we? Because love has no labels.
Dude, John Cena.
John Cena!
This was in conjunction with the Ad Council. He had a message he'd like to spread to the American public about exactly what he feels patriotism means. I did like in the video, he says, close your eyes, picture the average American, right? And I was wrong from the very beginning. I'll tell you right now, like, you know, when he went through this video, it's all about what the average American looks like. Picture them. Do you see them in your mind's eye? What does the average American look like to you? And he said, first of all, the very first thing was, first of all, 51% of this nation is female. So the majority, quote, right? So I had already thought of a male, and I know that's not like the biggest deal in the world, but it was amazing how he broke it all down mm-hmm. and began to talk about our race, our religion, these things that, quote, define us. Now, obviously, for us as Christians, Christ should be our center. We should be defined mm-hmm. in that regard. But it wasn't necessarily like a, if you're a Christian, you're right or wrong, or if you're Muslim, you're right or wrong. The idea came back to loving people.
Yeah.
Being able to put those labels aside so that we can have articulate conversations with one another and be proud to live in this nation and to be able to have the freedoms to express these things in a loving way.
Ooh, be careful, Steve-O. You don't like that love word very much.
Oh, my gosh.
Be careful. Oh, no. You've already used it twice in like 2 minutes.
Oh, man. So he closed the PSA the way he began it, by requesting viewers to close their eyes, picture the average American, this time with a different perspective. And I will say this, dude. John Cena, this last April, received the 2016 Legacy of Achievement Award. He has done so much work with the USO. He's obviously a huge fan of this nation. He hosted, you know, the Fox show American Grit, trying to find new ways to show off his patriotism. And so for all of the, you know, little John Cena memes that pop up here and there, or whoever he is as a character on the WWE, I'll tell you what, man, I am a fan of John Cena, the human being, because he does some good things. No, I do not believe he wrote that himself, but it was just this really rad patriotic video that circulated the interwebs yesterday.
John Cena speaks Mandarin.
对不起，因为我会学着用中文。
That's pretty.
Here's the crazy thing about that is he didn't have a teleprompter or anything. The WWE is making their way into China.
Yeah.
And they're like, we got to get a solid ambassador for this. And so like a year ago or something, John Cena began to try and learn Mandarin so that he could speak the language to them when he went over there. What? Yeah. I mean, come on. Guys, I'm going to learn Mandarin.
You're not.
I'm going to learn it.
I believe in you.
Thanks, man. Huge fan of citrus. Love oranges.
Citrus?
Yeah. I'm just going to eat it up, man. Yes.
John Cena, everybody.
John Cena. Yes. Your time is up. My time is now. I love John Cena. I love you, John Cena.
When we come back, another New Music Tuesday track. Also, a man saved a bald eagle.
My time is now. You can't see me.
On the most American weekend
ever.
You can't see me.
He saved a bald eagle. John Cena, everybody. Do it.
Stack fat, plus I can't turn the swell off. The franchise doing big business. I live this is
so... Get out of bed. Let's get out of bed.
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Tao.
Good morning. 903.
High today of 96 degrees.
Tao, let's take them roads out there.
Yes, sir. I don't know what's going on at 25 northbound up at New Mexico 165 and Cable Drive, but it's down to 11 miles an hour. So if you're up there and you know what's up, tell us what's up. Also, there's some down power cables on the east side of town, Wanchabo Boulevard at Manal. Use alternate routes. That's your look at traffic.
So on Tuesdays, we do this thing called New Music Tuesday. We play brand new tracks for you guys. You tell us what you think about it. But at 9 o'clock, we do something else. It's called Quality Tam Tuesday.
It's just been heart all morning.
Wow.
I live another life. Hear that? My throat is gone.
Hey, hit that high
Stevie
note,
Nicks
Tam.
Stevie Nicks is here. Good morning.
Stevie Nicks was not in Heart. She was in Fleetwood Mac. You dumb!
I know, but you sounded a little bit like Stevie Nicks just now.
Oh, like a goat? Thanks, bro.
That's what I'm saying.
The land's lying brown.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Tam.
Oh, wow.
Recovering from a big weekend freedom
really
celebration.
We really are recovering.
Hey, good job.
Who is we?
Good job, man.
Thanks. We had a blast.
We did, too.
And I've heard so many people who have gone, just or seen them randomly in around town, and it's been insane. Just how many people literally showed up to this thing. It was crazy. But we were just talking about in Steph Devo this morning about some really cool stories and things like that that had happened. And one of our guys, you guys know him, B-Nix, he was sharing a little story about this guy who he met like in the bathroom stall. And I guess the guy was not doing so hot. I don't want to hear it. Teo.
Like, was drinking?
No, he was just, he was really upset, just kind of, you know, flustered and on a phone call and just struggling and things like that. And he knew, and Brian said he knew that something just wasn't right. So he was praying for him. And then he said the event started and he happened to be in the same row as him when he went back out there. And so he looked at him and he could tell he was still just uneasy. And so he started praying for him even more and more. And then he said that he was listening to Skip and he was paying attention and all that. And then all of a sudden, when Skip did the altar call, guess who started making his
Phoenix!
Yeah!
Oh,
Why did Phoenix go up?
Brian Nixon gave his life to the Lord.
Pastor Brian Nixon.
We've been praying for years.
So I thought that was really cool. I thought it was really great that guy. And he didn't really have a part in it, like physically or whatever.
That's cool.
But he did spiritually. And I think that's what's so cool. It's like you never know who you're inviting to these things.
How many times do we forget to do that?
I know.
I do.
And it matters.
I haven't done that in years.
It totally matters. I am physically recovering simply because... I did go to the gym yesterday thinking that it would just, I'm going to just relax, I'm going to unwind, I'm going to just de-stress, and I can't walk very well today.
Saw that.
That's what happens.
Having a tough time.
You can't go once every 3 or 4 weeks and expect
and think it's going to be
feel
fine.
Okay afterwards. It's not a detox.
What is that on your screen?
Steve-O and Scott Stapp. They look very similar.
Oh, my goodness.
That was a picture of me from this last Wednesday for service, Wednesday night service. That is a very recent photo.
But that's an old photo of Scott Stapp. It's from like 98.
Wow. Yeah. Hey, on another note, guys, I watched a really intense movie last night.
The Purge? Did you go see The Purge?
Oh my gosh.
No, it's not in theaters.
Was it Whiskey
Finding Nemo? It's already out of theaters. I watched Finding Dory.
He lost his son.
No, it has a little wing. No. I saw 13 Hours.
Oh, was it good?
Oh, how was it?
Guys.
Jim has changed, hasn't he?
I am trying so hard to just like wrap my mind around what I saw. Wow. Have you seen it?
No.
No. You're kidding me.
No.
You guys, when you leave here today... At whatever hour in which you leave.
Is that at Redbox?
You need to grab it and go watch it today. Do not wait another day. You have 13 hours to watch it.
Oh, ruined it.
It was crazy good. And my husband being a Marine.
Yeah.
It's hard to watch certain things sometimes.
Yeah.
But he was also very impressed because he's like, this is very realistic. Like, this is very real life.
Really?
They did a great job. Yeah.
John Krasinski.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Was one of the actors who was up originally for the role of Captain America.
It's true.
And I thought, that would have been terrible. It's Jim from The Office. There's no way he could ever bulk up.
He's huge.
Ripped for 13 hours.
He wasn't. And they showed one, like they showed one shot of him where like I was like, is that him still? Like, I didn't know it was him. And then they zoomed in on his face, and I was like, oh my gosh, that's him.
Tell everybody what 13 Hours is all about.
13 Hours, it can be controversial, I guess, a little bit.
Oh, I'm sure.
Just because it's talking about, and I won't ruin it for you guys, but ultimately something goes down at the embassy.
Benghazi.
Benghazi, yeah. And so something goes down, and there's 6 guys that want to go in and help, and they're being told not to do so. Mm-hmm. And they're saying, you're crazy, we need to go, you know, save this ambassador and this.
Do they go rogue?
And so it gets nuts. It gets really crazy. But it's really cool to see the way they're talking and the way that they're processing what's going on. They also did that, I think, in Lone Survivor, in one of the scenes when they were in the forest and stuff, and they're all kind of fighting with one another of what do we do here? And I told Tones, I said, this is really, it's really cool because it gives you the perspective of you're saying something different than me. You're saying something different than me, and he wants to do something else. It's like you got 4 people in a room, and there's one decision to be made.
Right.
And if you disagree with the commander who's giving it to you, you know what kind of decision do you have to make? Mm-hmm. Which also leads into a lot of things like PTSD.
Yeah.
And all that other stuff that you've got to deal with at a later date. So, but it was intense.
Man.
I was like, I had to pee so bad. Okay. Can I say pee on air?
Well, you just did twice.
I had to pee bad.
3 times a lady.
And I was like, I can't.
You couldn't even go.
I can't do this. And so I just looked at him and I was like, I am so sorry. I'm sweating. And I said, can you just pause it?
Okay.
So he did. He paused it. But he didn't even want to pause it.
Okay. You know, what's funny about that, before we jump into this new music track, Don and I watched Whiskey Tango Foxtrot, the Tina Fey movie. So I rented expecting it to be kind of a comedy.
Was it?
Not at all a comedy. That movie is not at all a comedy.
Was it good, though?
It's a look at, like, the journalists that go in
and that went into Afghanistan like right after 9/11 and all that stuff. And but then it also showcases how Iraq got all the news. They got all the coverage in Iraq, and then Afghanistan, which was going on the whole time, just kind of faded from the limelight.
Wow. Yeah,
and like what happened where people would go back and look. But one of the crazy things, I think it gives a really good look at the culture there over in Afghanistan and the differences. And that's kind of what it really made me thankful in a different way to be an American. Straight up, it made me so thankful, because I just take freedom for granted. I take just the whole concept of freedom. We all take that for granted because we're just born into it.
Mm-hmm.
And we are not often exposed to different cultures.
Right.
That's why people in the military have such, I think, a deeper appreciation for our freedoms, mm-hmm. and they want to defend it and stuff like that, because they get exposed to the cultures that don't have what we have.
Right. There was the national anthem, and then we can go to that new song. I'm sorry. Should I wait? Tell me.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't want to go over our
track. Do it.
But you know, whenever the national anthem is sung, Antonio, my husband, has to, he is obviously through the government, like they all have to do this. They stand and salute. Mm-hmm. They stand in their stance, and they have to be there, and they have to wait until it's finished, no matter where they are. And that, some people are like, you look ridiculous. Like, what are you doing? You know what I mean? And you don't play a joke. Like, you don't like just start walking in the park and all of a sudden like play it on your little speaker and it's funny and he stands at salute. It's not how it works. But at events like these kinds of things, that really is an important thing. And I think that is amazing to look around, because everybody else, all the people who were in the service or whatever it is, they stand.
Yeah, yeah.
And they salute, and they respect that moment. And mm-hmm. and that's a huge thing to respect. And so
that's beautiful. That's a symbol of America.
But you're absolutely right. It gives you a bigger appreciation.
It really does.
Because you got to think what's happening right now in my world and what's happening in someone else's world right now at the same time.
It's even the fact that we can sit here on the radio and talk about the things that we talk about. We get up in the morning. We don't worry about having to go to work. You know, like we have jobs, and I know I'm kind of broad brushing everything, but then there's a moment in the movie in Whiskey Tango Foxtrot where the women, mm-hmm. something happens with this group of women, and the only reason that this keeps happening is because this group of women never get time to hang out with each other. They don't get the chance to hang out. And it's not just a woman thing. It's like then you start seeing the parallels and the differences in our mm-hmm. culture.
Oh, yeah.
There's another scene where all these men are like fighting about something.
Yeah.
And then Tina Fey's character kind of goes up in there, and then she gets in a ton of trouble, and this guy has to come in and like get her out. And he's like, that is a men only meeting.
Uh-huh.
But it's in like a public space. He's like, you can't. They could have killed all of us.
It's insane.
Because you just walked up there.
Even in Israel, I had a hard time walking into like American Eagle, because I walked in and I was talking to this guy and I was like, do you have this shirt in this color and this is this? And I'm talking to him and he's looking at me like, lady, you are crazy. Like, you are up in my face with your hand raised, because I was like, do you this? And you know, I'm a hands talker. That's what I do.
Yeah.
I'm loud. Mm-hmm. I'm a close talker. That's mm-hmm. And he was totally uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And he starts speaking Hebrew to his buddy, and his buddy comes over, and then they see Antonio walk up right behind me, and they all just kind of like calm down. And I go, oh, I'm sorry. Am I too close?
So just
I
told normal. Him.
And he just looked at me, and he just kind of laughed a little bit. But he literally was like sweating, like, wow. What do I do? This is a female, and she's like in my territory right now. It was so different, and that was just shopping for like a shirt, and I was like, I'm gonna keep that in mind.
We just take back
off a little.
Our everyday life, we're just like, well, this is the way it is for
Mm-mm.
everyone, but it's not at all.
Mm-mm.
And in fact, it's something that is special in mm-hmm. history, like in our world history.
Right.
That's what makes our country so great.
Amen.
Just take it for granted.
All right, it's Quality Time Tuesday. It's also New Music Tuesday, so we're going to get right back into it with the latest from Amy Grant. Tell us what you think about it.
No, we are not. That is not. That's not what we're doing.
I thought I could sneak it in there.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. This is the latest from Tree 63. It's called Ship, from their latest album, Land.
Language.
He said ship.
Ship.
585 Live.
I didn't say pee a lot.
Yeah. Facebook.com/star88FM. Tree 63, Ship. New Music Tuesday on Star 88. 585 Live. You can text us. You can hit us up at Facebook, Star 88 FM. I like it. That's my favorite track of the morning.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, the Toby Mac one was pretty good, but this one's pretty good, too. You know what? Maybe I like the Toby a little
bit. Okay.
You know what? Let's see what the Live Line thinks.
Yeah, I like that idea.
Steve-O.
Yeah.
I haven't heard the Toby Mac one yet.
585 Live, if you would like to chime in. We've got a Thanks, Tam. Now all I can think of is Ship.
Beep.
What a great song.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What?
Language.
Somebody else chimed in about the fact that females are an oppressed class here in the United States of America.
Nope. Has nothing to do with the song.
So
you got that going for you.
Mm-hmm. Liveline's just on it like we are.
Nice.
What are they saying? Nothing about the song?
Today's been a slow day.
It's been very slow.
Reaction. On Facebook, Matthew says, love the new Tree 63, listening to you guys in my lonely cubicle in Mexico, Missouri.
Wow.
Mexico, Missouri?
Is that a real thing?
That can't be real.
Mark says it's okay. Jay Marie says, not thrilling. It's okay.
All right.
Is that real?
Every time you say Tree 63, it sounds like you have a speech impediment.
Tree 63.
Yeah. Because you want to say like 363, but like, you know what I mean?
I don't think anybody's.
I have some awesome, awesome news.
Oh,
about
I doubt that.
What my eyes saw this weekend.
Watch my eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the
moon. I don't know. What did they see, Tim?
Both of my eyes in a very comfortable reclining chair at the theater saw Tarzan.
Oh, no.
Did you really?
I saw it,
guys. I'm sorry for your loss. I don't know what to say.
Did you guys see it yet?
No, I have not, but I haven't heard anything but terrible things.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I thought that the graphics were incredible. What is it called? CGI?
Sure.
And
computer-generated
apparently the
images.
Majority of it was made in
America.
London.
London.
Yeah, in the studio.
It's London.
It was made in the what is it, Warner Brothers studio?
In the lands of London.
And so the majority of that wasn't even in like a jungle.
Did you like it?
I really liked it.
Good. Because mixed reviews.
Yeah.
A lot of people said, great movie.
What's the negative?
Gorillas. They didn't do a very good job with the CGI.
I also read that it's the most... to the letter retelling of Tarzan.
Mm. Which is a good thing.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess.
Yeah. I thought the gorillas were incredibly insane. Like, and the power they brought behind them, like, to show that type of just like...
So they were believable.
Holy smokes. And this I did not know.
Were they better than Planet of the Apes? Did you like the Planet of the Apes gorillas?
Yeah, like the original Planet of the Apes? Not the old new ones.
I've only seen the old ones.
Oh. I haven't seen the new ones. They're the same.
Well, those are people that actually play those.
But you know what they did trick me with? Was that actor, who is 39, by the way. Mm-hmm. The dude is almost 40, even though 40 is young.
He's got a great bod.
40 is young.
Works out,
but
right,
he is an incredible.
He got a summer bod?
He's in incredible shape.
Sure.
And he doesn't look, even his face doesn't look like it. Like he's even past 35 at the max.
He's been hitting the Bear Canyon.
And maybe that is them making his face look young. I don't know. Uh-huh. But they made him look like he was about 7'8 in the movie.
Really?
But apparently, I looked up his height. He's 6'4. He's 6'4.
That's pretty tall.
Which is still pretty tall. That's as tall as my brother.
You're tall.
I am pretty tall for a girl.
You're right.
I'm like 5'8 and a half.
Mm.
Okay, that's tall.
Model status,
damn.
No. My sister-in-law's model status, 5'11".
Wow.
Yeah, and she's gorgeous. Watch out. So it was great, you guys. I think you should see it. I think you'll like it. I'm kind of interested to see your feedback, because you guys are all crazy about the action and the drama and the this and the that. But, like, truly, none of you have seen that movie. I'm blown away.
Mm-hmm. Truly, truly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Blown away. Mm-hmm.
All right. Tam is hanging out with us. I'm sure she has many, 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 many more stories to share.
Many more.
But first, let's talk about this guy from Minnesota named Jason Galvin. He was at his family's cabin about 60 miles north of Minneapolis last Thursday when he saw a beautiful, beautiful bald eagle. Just beautiful. Here it is.
That's not actual audio.
How did that
audio.
Get in here?
That's not actual
That's
audio.
The
that
actual
thing is huge.
Audio of the eagle.
That's just a huge bird.
That's just my hair.
The thing is, he saw the bald eagle tangled in a piece of rope wrapped around a tree branch 70 feet off the ground. So the bald eagle was just dangling there.
Aww.
The eagle was too far up to rescue, and a wildlife official told him it had been there for 2.5 days.
That's oh, my next. Gosh.
Well...
Never surrender!
Jason as in, well, he's an army vet. He did two tours in Afghanistan, so he's pretty good shot. And his wife made him borrow a friend's rifle to try to snap the 4-inch rope by shooting it.
No way.
Yeah. He said it was pretty windy. Man, I focused. Zeroed in on that rope.
Imagine accidentally shooting a bald eagle an army vet.
Yeah.
It is our national bird.
Yep.
This is no small feat.
Did he shoot? So
what
he
happened?
He did shoot the bird?
I don't know.
Tell us.
He shot the bird.
No.
It fell from the tree.
No, that is not.
No. Really?
He's now in prison.
No, stop it.
Are you being serious?
There's no way because if he shot the bird, it would have just stayed tied up in the rope. He's dumb.
Well, you're hearing about it right now because I'm telling you about it.
Tell me. Be serious.
Okay. So there he was. Never surrender. Jason. Focusing in on that rope. The wind was blowing. You know what? I need to set this up a little bit.
I need to play that.
Hold on.
That Asian rap song.
What?
I'm going to get to that. Don't you worry about that.
Oh, my goodness.
I'll get to that. Song. Don't you worry.
This is exhausting.
Eggs, because birds lay eggs.
Exhausting.
All right, here we go. Here we go.
Whoa.
All right, let me see here. All right. It's a little windy out here.
What are you doing?
We went back in time.
He's got to shoot the rope.
All right, now I see him in my cross sights right now.
Don't fall.
Okay, I'm going to line it up right there. There's the rope. There's the bird. All right. I think I'm ready to do this thing right now. Oh, I got you, buddy. I got you. It's okay. Yeah, he shot the rope.
No way!
He did. He shot the rope.
And did the bird get
it? Only took him 90 minutes to finally hit the rope. But
and 140 rounds.
150 shots later.
No way.
It worked. One of his shots snapped the rope.
It really was 150 shots.
I'm not joking. It took him 90 minutes to shoot the rope.
I exaggerated 140, and I was 10 short.
Again, it was windy.
Yeah.
Listen to that wind out there.
That's true, man.
So windy.
That's true.
Yeah.
Let's all talk Lacteo.
Yep.
Lacteo. Well, that's insane.
He didn't hit the bird, though, so that's good news.
That's incredible.
I wonder, yeah, that's expensive.
How long the bird survived after that? How traumatic was that? It's like going back to its nest, like, oh, gosh, Martha. Oh, you'll never believe what happened to me.
What are you saying that name? So here's my thing. You shoot the rope, and the bird drops to the ground.
Okay.
Okay?
Just awful.
What happens then? Did the bird fly away? What happened?
Did it break its neck?
I know. I'm like, well, if it fell all the way to the ground, wasn't it like 70 feet in the air, you said?
I give up. What happened?
Never saw the bird fell to the ground, and then it got up.
Gave a thumbs
and it
up.
Walked.
It kind of walked over to him, and then it jumped up on his shoulder.
No, it did not.
And it hasn't left his shoulder ever since. They're best friends.
And he is now known as Captain America.
That is not even a little bit true.
That's true.
No.
They go on walks every day.
They do not.
Yep.
They don't.
Mm-hmm. They don't.
You are lying to us.
You are.
I'm waiting. What happened to the bird?
You want the real story?
Yes.
Okay. Well.
We're up against a break. Sorry.
No.
I got it. I'm the program director. If we go over, things get messed up.
No, he is.
So we got that.
Did the dang bird die?
The dang bird fell to the ground.
More right after this,
oh
am I right?
Oh my gosh.
It's New Music Tuesday. Yes. We got a premiere song on the way.
You're killing me.
Quick break.
Let's go to break.
I just love it when people are hanging on. It's just one of my favorite
you
things.
Are
just like that eagle was hanging
me.
On.
Yeah, for
Tam
2 days.
Is just hanging on
so
right now.
So it is Tuesday. Thursday in hanging the 9 o'clock on. Hour, we will finish this story.
No.
No?
No. You've right, gone go. Too far.
The to bird break. Was snatched up by an elk. The elk swooped in, grabbed the bird, grabbed the bald eagle, took off into the brush.
I'm never going to hear the end of this story.
A lot of bullets he wasted
yeah.
for an elk just to swoop in and Probably take out wish. The bald
hook
eagle.
Hook 'em horns.
Hey, man, but that's the circle of life.
Circle of life, bro.
That's what happens. Elk love.
Circle of life, bro.
If I wanted
bro.
To watch Simba, I would turn on Lion King.
It's all Simba.
Simba, no! We gotta go to break.
All right.
We'll be back.
The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
Hillary Clinton coming off a weekend meeting with the FBI.
The first time any major professional sporting event has been played at a U.S. military base. Marlins winning 5-2.
One of the biggest names in basketball just announcing a big move. Kevin Durant leaving Oklahoma City.
Cheryl Swoops is out as coach at Loyola University Chicago.
Roger Federer has just reached his 14th quarterfinal, tying a modern record set by Jimmy Connors.
The Juno spacecraft slip into Jupiter's orbit on a mission to learn more about how the giant planet came to be.
The winner and again champion, Joey Jaws Chestnut, has regained the men's title at the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest.
In Saudi Arabia, state news media say a deadly explosion has targeted Medina.
Suicide bomber drove a truck loaded with explosives into a crowded Baghdad marketplace.
The late Nobel Peace Prize winner, Elie Wiesel, has been memorialized at a private service in New York City. The death of the Holocaust survivor and human rights activist was announced Saturday. Wiesel was 87.
Am I now? You ready?
Yep, yep.
I'm ready.
Yeah. Okie dokie, yo. Is that true? Yes. Okie dokie, yo. Is that true?
K-pop
yes.
dog.
Okie dokie, yo. Is this Andy Mineo?
No. No.
Yes.
Kind of sounds like it.
Okie dokie, yo. Say, no. No.
9:39. Good morning.
Hi, today of 96 degrees, yes. dog.
Whatever was going on 25 northbound at New Mexico 165 has been cleared. Traffic is moving again at around 40 miles an hour. Don't forget, though, east side of the city. Fallen power cables at Wantabo and Manal. You need to use U-Bank or Tramway if you're traveling north and south. Candelaria or Indian School if you're traveling east or west. That's real good traffic.
Okay. It's Music Tuesday. We'll get to that track yes. here in a sec. Now, you know what? It's time. Let's do it now.
Is that true? Yes.
People are, like, in all caps, wanting you to finish that Eagle story, man.
Oh, never. Well.
Yeah, Jeremy's crazy.
Let's do it. Here we go.
Well, you can't now because it's New Music Tuesday, so you're going to have to... Nope. Going to have to play that Toby Mac track.
Just right out there.
We
in the
got
book.
That new
can't finish
Toby
the Eagle story
Mac.
Just
that's
yet.
Patron Tommy
a bald eagle on a rope.
Christian Tom.
Going to need to... Play that song there. Yeah. Maybe in a few minutes.
This is from Toby Mac's latest record. This is not a test. It's Love Feels Like, and it features Michael Tate and Kevin Max, also known as DC Talk.
What?
That's right. Let's
really?
Play it. See what people think.
585 Live. Star 88 FM on Facebook. Mm. Toby Mac featuring DC Talk. Love Feels Like. New Music Tuesday.
That's right.
I think people are liking that song, right?
I think it's surprising a lot of people.
I liked it.
Here's the thing, guys. DC Talk. This was the magic of it.
Yeah.
You don't care about it, but then you hear it and you're like, why is this good?
Yeah. See, I was going to say, I'm one of the not everybodies, because I didn't grow up with DC Talk, so I never really knew or cared about them at all.
That's right. You can't stop this.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, guys. It's okay. I'm like alone in this boat.
No, you're
however,
not.
On the opposite
alone.
Side, even when I wasn't listening to Christian music or even a believer, really, I owned self-titled Jars of Clay. So for me, that's the magic is Dan Hasseltine.
Yep.
Like, that happens for me every time. So I think there's something nostalgic that happens when, you know,
apparently,
certain artists, certain people. Like the new Blink that just came out.
Different people have different tastes.
Yeah, imagine
when
that.
When it comes to music. And that just, it baffles me.
Nothing wrong with that, man. We're all different flavors.
We are?
Mm-hmm.
I personally like the Cookie Don't You Want Some flavor.
Personally.
Stop it.
You just hit the gym yesterday.
You're not an idiot.
I haven't had ice cream, gosh, in so long. That sounds delicious.
It does sound delish. All right.
Whoo, man.
Thank you for chiming in on the New Music Tuesday. That'll wrap it up for the Morning Invasion.
You're kidding me. You're kidding me.
No, we have to get to the Eagle story. The Eagle has landed in Golden State. Am I right?
No.
KD is a warrior.
Watch you down a little bit. You're a little
That's
loud,
what
that
we're talking
nuts.
About here, right?
Ooh, I got electrocuted.
Peaking hard.
Goodness sakes.
Is that what we were talking about? The Pierce Eagle has landed.
All right. Now, just to recap real quick about this Eagle. Eagle gets wrapped up in a rope in a tree, and this Army vet happened to notice it. It was 70 feet off the ground. So he did two tours in Afghanistan. So he grabbed his rifle, and he shot 150 times until he finally hit the rope. 90 minutes it took him. Bald eagle falls to the ground. No, an elk did not kill the bird.
What Amen. Did?
No, they did not become best friends.
Oh.
But it's now at the University of Minnesota, planning to be released back into the wild after it recovers.
That's cool.
It's a young bald eagle, doesn't have a white head yet, but they posted some photos of it online. Mm. Yep, a pretty American right there. Just beautiful story.
That's a beautiful story.
A man, a gun, and his eagle.
A man, an eagle, that and was his
it.
Gun.
That's it. That's all there was. That's all there was, Dan. Big shout out to everybody involved in the Freedom Celebration this weekend. Gosh, just awesome. Just great. Tam did a great job.
Thanks, man.
Battle drums, threw down.
We had a blast.
Somebody, I believe it was Katrina, chimed in on the live line, or on Facebook, excuse me, saying, Tam, remember when battle drums played at Cliffs last year and there were only a handful of people for the 4th of July? And then this year,
look you now,
got
girl.
To play for over 14,000 people. God is good.
That's absolutely right. God is good.
We were at both events, and I can tell you.
It was a little different.
We had just a touch.
Weather was better.
Touch different.
Weather was a lot better.
It was a touch different.
Yeah.
And
scotch more people.
Like Sivo said, just a scotch.
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 Scotch. It's different. It's a different measurement.
And you know what, though? Truly, this goes to show. There's actually a lady who has genuinely been praying for me for like 3 years now.
Is it your mom?
No, but yes, her too. But there's this lady, and she's really sweet and very, very kind. And she pulled me aside at the thing, and she just looked at me, and she had tears in her eyes. And she had told me about 3 years ago, she was like telling me to stay faithful and just encouraging me on so many different levels. It was amazing. And she looked at me and she just said, she like looked at the stadium and she was like, need I say more? And she said, God hasn't brought you this far to drop you. That's what she told me. Oh. And I was like, whoa! It was very, very encouraging.
That's awesome.
I mean, just people are praying like crazy. And I do appreciate all of you out there, even if I haven't talked to you face to face. The stories and the things you guys have said and the encouragement that you send in is it matters. So thank you guys.
Not only that, when she was done, she looked at her and she said, you know what you deserve, Tam?
I knew it. A cookie, don't you want some?
A Hertz donut. And you said, what's a Hertz donut? Boom! And she punched you and said, Hertz donut. Oh!
Hey, that's funny.
She's really encouraging.
She said, you flew too close to the sun.
She's really encouraging.
That's a Steve-O line.
It's just to like keep you grounded, sure. You know?
Yeah, sure. For sure-sies.
Don't want you flying too high.
Humility.
Yes.
You really do.
So.
Right when you think you got it going on, what does the Bible say? Be careful when you think you stand, lest you fall.
Yeah,
you
love it.
Keep just that in mind.
Take a big old bite of Hertz donuts.
Love it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's move on because we got to talk about something pretty important that went down over the weekend.
Oh, Hillary Clinton.
No.
She fell?
No.
In fact, the FBI is recommending no charges against her, actually, for the use of her personal email. That, according to
that was gonna happen.
The FBI director.
What?
Yeah.
No, we're not talking about Hillary right now. We're talking about the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest!
30 seconds now to go. Joey averaging still 7.1 dogs per minute.
Wow.
Can he get to the record? Can he get past it?
Is
he going to get anywhere near 70?
Come on!
20 seconds to go. Chestnut well over Stoney. Stoney's not in the game. It's all about Chestnut. It's all about the mustard belt, and it's all about the record now. 10 seconds to go. He's got to get that one down. There we go with 69. Final second.
Oh, my gosh.
He got it.
No, he did not.
He got it.
And he got 70.
He got it.
The most hot dogs ever eaten in the corner 70? Of a safe and Stillwell Avenue by the greatest eater in the history of mankind.
Holy smokes.
What is his name?
Okay,
Joey
guys,
Chestnut.
here's Joey. What's frustrating
guys,
about
this.
This
is gluttony.
Okay, Joey. Yeah. I'm thinking about this as stories are erupting all over the world. You know, it's like poverty and hunger.
Are you kidding?
They're going to go America. America is like,
I'm embarrassed.
Dude, freedom! 4th of July! Eating 70 hot dogs.
I am
Look
so
at him
embarrassed
go.
Right now.
Look at him go. Oh, hey. Children. This is streaming in over 40
Stop
countries
it right
around
now,
the
Steve-O,
globe.
Because if you're going to say that right now, then you take away the NBA. You take away hockey. You take away baseball.
Baseball.
You take away professional sports. Because
Only
this, my friend,
in America
is a sport.
Do we have
Joey
a sport?
Got the mustard belt.
Where
and he is an athlete.
Literally just chow down hot dogs.
Hey, thanks for...
down the hatch's belly up to the bar. Do it.
Thanks
do
for
it,
clearing
cool
that up, Dex.
What? Yeah.
You cleared it up for me because I could have sworn I heard the word chestnut in there, and I was thinking, how is he like? Is he filling his mouth like he's eating a hot dog, and then chestnuts are helping it go down? Like I didn't know what was going on.
His name's Joey Chestnut.
His actual
Joey Chestnut. Joey Chestnut. He won the mustard belt because he broke the record with
Dex
70
and
hot dogs.
Buddies.
That's right, everybody. Joey Chestnut.
All hands on deck, batten down the hatches, belly up to the bar, do it to it, feel the burn. Last year, Matt beat Joey Chestnut and knocked him down.
Knocked.
He came back stronger than I have ever seen before. With 70 Nathan's Famous hot dogs and buns.
70.
A Coney Island record. Former 8-time champion of the world. The once and future king, Joey Chestnut!
He ate hot dogs, guys. Yeah. He ate hot dogs.
What are you
saying?
That's what he did.
You trying to tell me this doesn't cut the mustard?
Why are you making fun of it, man?
It was good.
Could you eat 70 hot dogs?
I just think that sport is way behind and it needs
it's
to catch
Steve-O
up.
Because Steve-O is an L7 weenie.
I'm sorry, that was a good
Do you
one.
Have a mustard
Let
belt?
Let me relish in this for a moment.
Do you have a mustard belt? You don't have a mustard belt. I'll send you a documentary, man. There was a great documentary that came out on MTV.
So good.
It's called.
You did too, I mean, like no one even. I mean,
did you say a ketchup one?
Yeah.
And let me relish in this moment.
Oh my gosh, this is embarrassing.
I love you, Tim. Go everywhere with me. Just stand next to me.
If
and
you
laugh
are a professional leader out there,
jokes.
I am sorry.
He also got like $30,000.
Yeah.
No, I'm not sorry if you're a professional hot dog eater. I'm sorry. I feel sorry for you. I don't want you to do this to yourself anymore.
Damn, okay, here's the deal. They're professional eaters, okay? They know how to do this.
That's what they do.
They know how to do this.
They know how to manipulate the stomach.
They actually stretch their stomachs out 4 or 5 days prior to this.
It sounds so healthy.
They're training to make sure that they can fit as much into their guts as they possibly can.
Oh, that
does not
terrible.
Sound healthy at all.
Play back what you just said and listen carefully.
Oh, yeah? You
want to
see what Joey Chestnut looks like? He's skinnier than Steve-O.
He is thin.
Well, I've seen thin people die of heart attacks. And it's terrible.
You watched them die and didn't do anything?
You should see their guts afterwards. They're like huge potbelly guts.
Oh my gosh, he's really skinny.
Yeah.
Is he?
Yeah, it's Joey Chestnut, man.
Let me see this guy.
Joey Chestnut.
Okay, that is a rough
He's
figure.
A normal looking dude.
All hands on deck.
I mean,
down the hatch's belly up to the
bottom.
Do it to it. Feel the burn. Fire in the hole. Hold the phone. Go big or go home. Game on. Game day. Game face. Never say never.
I
never say die. Never
this.
Give up. Put up or shut up.
Is
Ladies and gentlemen, it's go time. Are you ready?
No, it's the announcer at Nathan's hot dog eating contest, and he's the best, man.
Okay, here's the thing. I will not take away from this because Dextrose, you are so happy about this, and
she
I don't want to take away
chemical.
From that.
Look forward to it every year. Now, there was a previous record holder a few years back. His name was Kobayashi.
Kobayashi.
Now, Kobayashi.
Is that one word?
You are.
Kobayashi, I had the chance to interview Kobayashi one time. The one word that he said to us was, hello, because he doesn't speak English.
And I'm full.
Yeah.
By the way, Joey Chestnut is actually 230 pounds. Okay,
Mr. Chestnut,
full of muscle. He's got abs.
Is Chestnut kind of like a play on words? Like, is that really his last name? Because you know, chestnuts are kind of like full of water. Are those chestnuts
roasting?
His real name
in an open fire.
Which makes no sense because chestnuts are water. So why would you put them on fire?
Jack Frost.
That's very impressive.
At your nose.
You know, Dex, okay, fine. You're right. And
Tim,
you got excited.
Christmas is around the corner, guys.
He ate 53 last year. He hit the record at 70
this
year.
That's 20 more.
Good for you, Chestnut.
So he's in a Guinness World Book of Records, right? Is he that now?
I'm in that?
Like
sure
the Google?
Is.
Do you guys know I have a Guinness record?
What?
It's for Coolest Guy Award.
Okay.
You lie like a rug.
Yes, I do.
That's pretty good.
That was part of it.
I don't know.
That's part of the reason.
It's a possibility.
Wow, Dex. Thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
That's insane. Yeah,
somebody just chimed in on the live line saying, I would hate to be around any bathroom at that event. Yeah.
Oh.
That's one of the greatest places to
get
out
of here. Yeah,
have you ever been, Dex?
Yes, because they have fried food everywhere.
No, but have you been?
To Nathan's?
No. Have you been to a competition?
I have. I was actually in one, and I'm not being funny.
Yeah.
My dear friend Joey Belville and I were in a burrito eating contest at the state fair. And it was real. And it was, I don't remember which local, it was either El Pinto or one of them, you know what I mean, sponsored it. And there were these little burritos. And I mean, you had to like... just
really?
Shovel in, and we were just like trying and like trying to drink water and go with everybody
else.
See,
if you're not a professional, you can't.
It was like, I ate like six, and I was just like, dude.
I did a pizza eating contest one time, and I had seven large slices of pizza from Dion's before.
No, that was called Thursday. That doesn't count.
Yeah. also, my brother, this is a crazy story. So thinking that, you know that place, what is that place in San Diego where you can go and if you eat that huge steak, the steak is a 37-ounce or
no,
47-ounce
like
steak?
72
ounce. Oh, 72 that's ounce. That's right. That's correct.
Amarillo
okay,
by morning.
So it's the same. That's the steak. My brother, he can eat. He's an eater, and he's always been known for that.
Boring.
Truly, he looks amazing, but he can eat a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Our other family member, which is his brother-in-law, he's a professional football player. He played on the Cardinals, on the Rams, 49ers.
Wow.
Okay, so this dude's a big dude, and he told my brother, he's like, if we can go in as a pair, because they said you could bring another person with
really?
You, and if two people could finish this, you would have, your whole meal would be paid for.
Free.
Each of you get like $150 or something like
really?
That.
Really? That's huge.
And then anytime you come back, you get free food for life.
What?
Okay, so you can always come back. 70-ounce
steak? Did
okay?
they do it?
72 ounces, I think is what it was. So they thought they would go in there and just nail it, right? Like they were going to do this.
They didn't?
My brother said, he was like, I was looking at it, and Tony, he's an O-line, like, the dude is massive, okay?
Yeah.
But they were saying that the reason why a lot of people can't is because that type of that amount of protein or whatever
mm-hmm.
doesn't digest, and red meat alone is terrible, like, for your
probably
stomach.
Have so to puke
right.
it out
most people, yeah, gross, most people dude. Can't even, like, process it.
You know
it.
Who has the record? No
who?
Joke.
Tell
this 122-pound woman oh. has the record fastest time in the world eating a 72-ounce steak.
Okay, that has to be genetic. There has to be something missing where she's processing too fast.
And like you guys, in real life, people obviously do train for something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, because my brother couldn't do it.
No
him
way.
And Tony could not
there's
do
no
it.
No way.
They could not do it.
I thought I was going to die this last week when my dear friend Dex tricked me into eating a ghost pepper. And then I come to find out people
oh,
that
boy.
Take these challenges, whether it's like the hot wing challenge or all these spicy challenges, they like prepare their stomach for days like to make
do
I was in bed for like,
slowly, like
I was in bed for like 2 days. I couldn't feel like I thought I my insides ruptured. It was so hot.
Oh, cry me a river, man.
Yeah.
He just won't let it go.
Holy smokes.
Time to go, guys.
Yeah, it is.
It's time to get on out of here. Thank you so much, everybody. Tam, thank you for coming in.
Thank you at Quality Tam on Instagram or Facebook.
Boo.
Find me anywhere.
Tomorrow,
guys,
yes.
I miss you already.
Miss you. Tomorrow on the show, we'll be talking about babysitting.
Nosy neighbors.
Nosy or noisy?
Not noisy.
Going to talk about
nosy.
Neighbors.
What do you do when a neighbor is in your backyard without your consent?
Let's throw money at him.
Goodbye. We gotta go.
That's all we got. There ain't no more.
That's right.
Time is tight. It's the end of the show.